Is this a brand of humor you can appreciate?
Hi, sweetie. Yeah, you really read me the riot act.
Glasses half full, not empty.
You're a cut-up.
Good gravy.
I agree with you. You agree with me?
Go f*** yourself.
Tasteless, offensive.
The most uncomfortable radio I have ever heard.
Sucks on a daily basis.
You're listening to the Opie and Anthony show.
Aren't we supposed to be trying to gain listeners, guys?
No!
The Opie and Anthony show.
Boy, that really sucked. 1940 humor.
All right, we're hanging with Dice and Jim Norton today.
Is this the penthouse you're in?
No, this
isn't.
We're going to be in the next issue.
You just did a big write-up on penthouse, right?
Yes.
Did you see it yet?
Very excited. No, I haven't seen that yet.
Look at these girls. Look what they're doing with plastic. I don't know the word. Whatever.
You could say dildo.
You can say dildo.
Yeah.
Look at this picture of the girl looking into the camera with the other girl's got a strap on.
Yeah.
Of a fake dildo.
Yeah.
And she's got a mouth. What is that saying to her family? This is how much I hate you?
Well, I don't think she probably...
And then I get on stage, do a couple cutesy jokes, and everybody gets mad at me.
Yeah, I don't know what the whole thing is behind the girls, but I think her relationship with her family was gone a long time before that shot.
And she's a beautiful girl. I mean, why do that? That's what you do behind closed doors.
What do you want, ugly girls in there?
No, what I'm saying is you do this, like, in private, this kind of thing.
Hey, Patty.
Well, you'd like to think with attractive girls that doesn't happen, Dice.
And then we go home with all these sick ideas in our head.
Let's ask Patty.
Are you blaming Penthouse for the way men think?
Well, just say, you know, penthouse, porno movies.
Porno? You were coming out against pornography?
No, it's not. I love
Jesus
it.
Jesus Christ. But what planet are we on?
It's like Opie was saying the other night, how, like, we see these things and then we want to, you know, experiment with them. Like you walk in with a broom or something, you know? And they go, you know, let's try it on you first.
Did you like our porno collection, Dice?
I never said, this is like insanity up here.
You saw
our.
I mean, don't get me
collection.
Wrong. I like porno, but that were just, they, you know, that porno with the 200-year-old lady.
You're a little too critical of pornography.
You know, by the way.
We were giving you everything you wanted, and what were you doing? You're bitching that they're too fat in this one. They're too pregnant in this one.
No.
They're too old
beefy
in this one.
Beefy doesn't bother me. I like them beefy.
Oh, that one with the big fat ass perched up there, and the
that
guy going
fun.
To town, and you were like,
get this off.
And look at me,
animal. Look at me. When I talked to it was the old lady.
Yeah.
It was the old lady.
That's funny, right?
No, that bothered me. I didn't want to look at that.
The veiny, translucent hand.
I didn't want to look at that.
Going off, giving the guy a handy. She looked like the model of the visible woman.
You're bringing it back to me. Don't do that.
You know, by the way, Andrew was on the cover of Penthouse years ago.
Ah, he was.
Kenny, shut up.
Do you have that issue?
Yes, I do. In the archives. He was the first gentleman on the cover of Playboy.
Yes, I was.
There you go.
All right, but enough of that.
Kenny's issue, the Dice pages are stuck together.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with porno. You're in your hotel room, you put on porno. You wake up in the morning, you put on porno.
Let's ask Patty if she likes porno.
Patty, what's your cup of tea as far as pornography? What do you like?
I very rarely look at it.
Very rarely? Doesn't mean never.
Even by the magazines. Like, well. I wonder what the guy at the counter would think.
Ah, you know what he'd think.
Do you have like a dildo?
Like just
at home?
Being in front of that microphone, that's a little turn on to you, right? Like a toy?
Right? Do you have like a vibrator?
You know what
home?
I mean?
That's a good question. You don't have anything in the little night table?
No.
Little vibrator?
No.
What do you just use your hand, right?
No.
Yeah, you do. I can tell. I see those calluses, and that's not from the fries machine up there at McDonald's. I
girls
know that.
Girls don't get calluses from that.
Oh,
they
really?
They use the sink.
The sink?
Yeah, you know.
How the hell do you use a sink?
He meant the bathtub.
The bathtub, something like that.
Why? Well, and let the water do the work?
Yeah.
Well,
which
go.
I can never understand.
Is that what Patty does?
I don't know.
Well, let's find out.
You got a shower massage, Patty, or something?
No.
You must be pent up.
Everybody needs to relieve.
Right.
Everybody needs to get the stress out. Come on.
Yeah.
It's okay.
You're laying back, your eyes are shut, you're just thinking opie, and then what do you do?
Shut up.
Come on.
Do you think about things you've done, people you've been with?
Yeah.
Like you think about like all the guys you've been with when you do that, or just one particular?
All one of them?
Yeah, what do you think?
What do you think about? Come on, talk to me. Look at me when I talk to you.
Well, Well, to tell you the truth, I'm the only 45-year-old virgin on the
planet. Whoa!
Jim Norton, take
that. Not because I do not have problems like AIDS, HIV, and stuff like that.
That's
that
all right.
I couldn't deal that's with
it. I can help you with those things.
So you've never...
I've dated, that's it. But you don't really know a guy after the third date either. It takes
three.
Wow. A long time to date a guy to know him well enough to do
so that. You will usually only go on two or three dates with these guys, and then they want to get a little, and you say, no.
Well, I'll tell you the truth.
Have you given hummers?
No.
So what do you
do?
Have you given a manual hand release?
Have you given a handy?
No, I've not had very many...
Do you want
all right, that's all right.
Life.
We don't got to pick on him for that.
No.
I've been so busy trying
talking to the mic.
Eke out a living and handle different situations in my life. I don't really have much.
It doesn't take very long, Pat.
And look at the shape you're in. You got that can on you.
Now look at what you're wasting.
You know what I mean?
You're wasting it.
Well, I guess you can work off the excess fat and stuff doing the work that I do.
It's like a brand new 57 T-Bird, never been driven. Keep it in the garage.
It's incredible.
What are you doing?
Wow, Patty. Without throwing up. What is wrong with her? What? Because she's not a penthouse mom. Look at her. She's got decent, you know, upper bridge.
Those ovaries must look like Rip Van Winkle.
Turn around again. Turn around.
Big sleeping, taking a snooze.
She's not even showcasing that ass, right? And look how terrific
that looks. Cheeks are nice.
You
very nice.
Picture that up in the air with a G-string, a red G-string, right? Creeping up there.
Jim, nice.
You know
nice. She's got all her teeth, too.
That's lunch, believe me.
It's the work that I do.
That's lunch. I tell you that right now, baby. I get in there nice for you.
All right, listen,
Well, it's not just that. I can take a yogurt machine apart and carry heavy things.
Is that what you call it?
That's a real turn-on.
You know, that's not a good word for it, yogurt.
Right.
Cuckoo's nest together.
Patty, have you ever had an orgasm?
Ah, that's a good question.
Well, I have the feelings and the urges and all,
but what about the payoff?
You had it. She's got blue eyes. She's got dark hair.
You used the hands.
She didn't walk in like those other girls with the jeans. She's got just as good a body. Take everything off. Let me show you something.
Ah, there you go.
Come on. Do you keep it trim or is it, you know... Is it like greenery down there? You know what I mean?
No need to trim the hedges if you're not having company.
Hey, Jim.
Yeah.
What do you think of Patty?
I think Patty and I could definitely work something out.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
I think we got a love connection.
Yeah, I think you and I could definitely, you know, do something. Maybe
she don't shave down there. I wouldn't light a cigarette down there.
No.
No, it's...
That's got to look like a pool rack full of afro hair.
Not really, no.
Right?
Actually, what is the word that you use?
I don't need another visual today.
Hitler mustache?
A what?
A mohawk.
You have a mohawk?
Yeah, but only for hygienic reasons.
Now, wait a minute. What's the hygiene behind a mohawk?
Voice.
Isn't that great? Couldn't you imagine that? Oh, Dice, just give it to me a little more. Why do you use a mohawk for hygiene?
The way you bang me makes me want to plunk.
What do you got some, that as Dice says, that bread thing going on down there?
No, stop that.
I gave you credit. She said she's got a mohawk for hygiene.
Yes, so she washes it.
So I want to know why she has the mohawk.
Only use ivory soap down there. I tell you that right now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So you do it for hygiene.
Yeah.
What was going on when you didn't have a mohawk that led you to do this for hygiene?
Bugs?
Ants.
Well, I like to wear a bathing suit in the summer.
Nice. So you need it because it's a high cut.
Oh, you don't want the high cut.
Nice.
Out of the taco.
Nicey, nice. Place is nice. Bushy, bush. Tushy, tush.
Yeah. I hate when the girls wear the little things and the hair's hanging out. Looks like a Fidel Castro with a hair.
I lost my teeth with it.
Really bad. Really bad.
Hey, Patty, would you like to see Jim Norton naked? What happened?
How many naked men have you seen in your life?
Nobody.
You've never seen a real live naked man?
No.
Hey, Jim, you want to show him? Show the mule.
Show the mule. I'm probably packing a quarter inch right now.
Show the mule. 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 Show the mule.
Penises.
Ah, there it is.
Patty sees her first live penis.
Penises. Must be cold in here. I'm packing like a half inch, man.
How was it, Patty?
What do you think, Patty?
What do you think?
It was...
You want to give him a tube squeeze?
You never seen that before? You never seen that before?
Well, wow, look, she's flustered.
What do you think?
Cheeks are all red, but she's...
It was very interesting.
A little damp?
Give him a tube squeeze. It's okay. Everybody does.
Everybody does. Just ask Kenny.
Tube squeeze.
What do you say, Patty?
Tube squeeze.
Come on, Patty. What do you think?
We're over here.
I'm thinking if you embrace it. Embrace the male member. You'll feel much better.
Tube squeeze.
Just make believe you're a doctor.
Tube squeeze.
Make believe it's one of those hot apple pies at McDonald's and you're just giving it to somebody out front.
Jim, don't be shy now.
Give them balls, baby.
What do you think, Patty? I don't know if you're ever going to get another opportunity.
You're a little bitch. That's right. You're a bitch, and I bet you'd like to suck it, wouldn't you?
What do you think?
Patty, if I take it out, do you want to just slap it and we both can cry?
Yeah, you could smack it.
Smack it.
No.
Just smack it.
No.
You want to put gloves? No. How about if you put gloves on first?
Yeah, we'll put surgical gloves on. You examine them.
No.
No?
Like
come on, make nicey-nice to
a
the
lady.
Tube.
Well, no one's denying that. We're just saying you might want to squeeze a tube.
Would you like to see it again?
Can you, like, crush it up against you like if you was on the train?
That'd be nice, right?
That's what he does in the morning.
That would be something you would share if you know a person that you're going to be with for the rest of
Patty,
the morning.
Patty, how many years? How many years? You watch 41?
She is the perfect girl.
You're 45?
Yes.
See,
I've never been to England, but I know about it. Doesn't mean that
I could see you and Norton living together.
Virgin.
Would you like to flash Jim Norton? He showed you his.
Yeah. He showed you hog.
You're playing doctor, you know?
Yeah, remember?
Well, I am a lady, but I did it once.
That's okay. Right,
let's see. Come on.
Yeah, this is
a goof.
That's it. Just flip that up. There you go. Patty's a fun girl.
This is a good start.
Right, here we go.
Here you go.
Hey, just for the
here we go.
Look,
here we
go. Getting all excited.
Let's go. Nice.
Very nice. Come on, there you go. Ready to go.
On three.
Yeah, nice. See? 45. They're right up there.
Not bad.
I told you.
They're right up there. The nips are right up top.
I saw it the minute you walked in. You want a piss on it, and I'm like telling you.
Jim? No.
Well, let's see what Jim thinks. Jim?
No. Very solid. Very nice.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden he's perked up. You see how his eyebrows go up?
Yeah. See? He's thinking about that.
All of a sudden. No,
they are solid. I definitely have respect for you.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right.
That's what you get from not using it.
I'd be more than happy to give you cash just to touch them for a moment.
Ooh, how about that? There you go.
I've never had a guy touch me before.
I don't want to be the
first. Oh, my God. You've never had a guy hand touch you.
How about if he touches on the outside of the sweatshirt?
That'd be nice, right?
I don't want to go to prison for this. Isn't there a law against this?
All of a sudden, I'm feeling like there should be.
Yeah, me and two friends with a wiffle ball bat. That happened in Jersey.
on a pinball machine.
Well, what's up, Patty? You think? You thinking or what?
What do you think?
Look at him. He's harmless.
You know what? I'm telling from your shirt that you're a little excited by this.
Well, maybe they should start.
I think you're getting some. Are you getting some feelings? You getting some, like, little butterflies or something? This is maybe your first little delve into sexuality. Kind of cool, huh? Before you know it, she'll be on the street banging anything that moves. We'll get you going.
I put a value on that. I want to keep that and save it.
So do I. 55 bucks at the most.
It's really meaningless without the love and the commitment.
No, it's not.
Is Jim going to touch Patty or what?
I think along the...
They don't mean anything.
Look, he's actually... I can't do that.
I have to have some morals.
I have my morals, no matter how twisted they are. Jim.
I'm a creep. She's a nice girl. I'm the last guy you want to break in with. I'm garbage.
How about over the sweatshirt? That's like still safe.
Maybe Todd. Yeah, I think she likes Todd. Todd would do it. Nice.
Nice. That's a first. You could be like the Neil Armstrong on this girl, you know? First.
I won't touch a girl unless she's very serious about me.
That's not true at all.
What if they're seriously frightened?
Hey, Jim?
Yes.
What do you think? Look at her.
No, she's
nice. Be a team player.
Yeah.
Be a team player. Come on now.
There's a law about this somewhere. I know that.
Probably is.
Certain IQ.
Yeah, but you're a sharp one.
You know, if anybody that looks at Bugs Bunny and says, "Do you know him?" You can't touch her breast. You're going to go to prison.
Come on. This is all right. She's waiting for this.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's a nice girl. She's a nice
Jim,
girl.
Do it from behind. Come up behind her.
Yeah. Jim, she's been waiting a long time.
The reach around 40.
Why don't you just hand me duct tape and a knife? Sneak up behind her and just kick her door in and attack her.
I didn't say sneak.
Oh, I'm just saying, you know?
You crushed the tube against...
See, somebody get Billy Bob Thornton from Sling Blade. Maybe you guys can fool around that. That'd be nice. I feel guilty.
Norton, a lot of people calling you a fag on the instant feedback.
Oh, my God.
I'm not a fag. I just have morals. I mean, you know, I'm a nice guy. I'm a good person.
Well, let's ask Patty. Patty, what are you thinking?
I have morals, too, but I'm a team player.
All right, I'll touch your breast. Now she's asking for it.
Yeah. Come on. There it is.
All right, this will be the first.
No, Norton, this is how I want it.
This is the first time that Patty's had a man touch her.
Dice wants to choreograph.
You come up behind the nicey-nice.
Looks like choreographing a plane wreck. It's just going to happen.
You start crushing the tube like against her phone.
Nah. No, she doesn't want to be
I don't want to.
And then the hands slowly come up.
Yeah, let's keep this respectful.
It's going to be, I'm giving you a scene.
This is going to be like a purse snatching. This is not going to be a long, drawn-out filmed episode.
Nice. But you got to do it nice.
I'm going to do it nice. Patty's terrific.
But from behind. We like it like that.
Why don't we ask Patty what she wants?
Patty, what's your fantasy? Yeah, let's get a little Patty input here.
This is Patty's first time.
Patty, how do you want it?
All right.
No, but
how do you want it done?
From behind, right? So you get a little tube action.
You want him to dry hump you?
No, I think what you got to do is hands on the shoulders from behind. Then you go your hands down the arms to the sides and then back up the sides to the front.
What do the shoulders have?
To let her know you're there.
No, his hands should go around her belly.
You show some romance, Dice.
And then the hands come up.
Jesus.
That is romance.
No, you're missing the shoulders. You pull the hair away. Yeah. You get a little neck. No, when you're down the shoulders.
Let me tell you something. He's behind her. Shut up. Shut your mouth. When he's behind her, and he's got his teeth like in her neck, right?
Right.
Biting her neck out.
Well, no, he can't bite her.
No, like a hickey thing.
Right.
And then the hands come up slowly.
Okay.
They slowly circle the aureoles.
The aureoles. Double stuff.
No, now I'm using the genitalia.
I see that.
And then you give it like a squeeze, like toilet paper. Wait,
my hands are going to move. You ever see Ali punching Liston in the second fight?
Come on, we'll get the music.
That's how my hands are going to move.
Come on, you got to do it right. Come on.
All right, here we go.
Wait, how about they do like a little slow dance and work into it?
I'm not dancing. No, I won't dance. I will not dance.
He'll Copperfield, but he ain't dancing.
Exactly. But I'm not a good dancer.
Come on, get behind him.
All right, here we go.
Wait. Patty, is this what?
Wait, we need the music.
Is this a good one, Patty?
I want to make sure Patty's all right with this.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I'm cool.
Well, she's attractive. She's like a younger version of a lady we saw in a porno last week.
Yeah, how do you want it done?
That song.
Right. You want it done like Sea of Love, just pushed against a wall?
Yeah, what type of, you want it rough? You want it nice and gentle?
Sea of Love would be nice, because then I could have a pistol put in the back of my head and my brain's blown all over a pillow. What, did you ever see the movie? That's what happened.
No, you're doing like an Apocalypse Now when Michael Douglas pushed against the wall.
He wasn't in Apocalypse Now, Michael Douglas.
Nice. No, when he came into the room and he was like crazy.
Nice.
You know what I mean? India. What?
Patches to India.
Pack in India.
Oh, my God.
Right?
All right, listen.
You know, that one, when he did that.
Patty's got to tell us how she wants.
Yeah, how do you want this?
This is her thing. It's like losing her virginity.
Oh, just about.
So. Well, this is the best it's ever going to get.
First way you described it.
With the hands down the shoulders.
Forget the shoulders.
The shoulders are nice. What's wrong with you?
All right. I like
you got to start slow.
Shoulders. Now arms got to come into it.
Well, sorry. When there's a line of girls there, maybe you can't spend a little time with them, Dice.
How about... I told them, bite a neck a little.
How about
bite a neck? What are you, Nosferatu?
What the hell is this?
Who's he nice?
How about Jim holds her like they're getting ready for a prom photo? And then he goes up.
You want that one? A little too staged.
No, we need both ends because we got two things to cover.
Right.
All
right.
Exactly. I'm going to stand behind her. I'm going to grab her breasts, and then I'm going to apologize.
The Janet Jackson cover photo of Rolling Stone.
Yeah, you got to do it slowly because so she gets a sensation.
Right. This has to be a whole moment, not just this quick top of feel like someone bumping her on the sidewalk.
Jim, try to tune in Tokyo, you know?
Be nice. Be gentle.
Because when you cause the sensation there,
here we go.
I think we're all ready.
This is the first time Patty's ever been felt up.
So refrain from smashing her over the head with a spade shovel when you're done, because we know how you
usually
work.
Yeah, I don't
want
to get emotions involved.
Right, here we go.
Jim, pull.
All right, where's the music? Where's the music?
Wait, Jim, pull out your hog for this.
No, I'm not pulling out my hog.
All right, here goes Patty.
Virgin. Could you play taps?
All right. There he goes. Norton's behind her. All right, the hands are around her waist, slowly going up. Get a little more. Oh, geez.
Wait,
thumbs, she's thumbs brushing the side. She's like wincing a little bit. Patty, how you feeling?
A little weird.
Oh, now he's... Oh.
You just kind of rub your hands on his butt first.
Cut the music.
Wow. What was next? Penetration? My God, Norton.
We got to try this again. Come on.
That's just, it's not the right move.
She went right for the money shot. Norton, she's never going to forget this moment. It's got to be sexy.
We have different sexual histories. I apologize.
Jesus, her nips are popping out. Much like a life-altering accident,
nice
she'll never forget this.
I'm not used to her unless she's with a pimp behind her hopping in my car. That's what I'm used to. All right, now you have me with this. Didn't you appear in a window in Perth Amboy recently? What am I doing? I'm filling up a 45-year-old virgin. This is not right. God almighty, I'm going to go to my parents are listening to this. Oh, my God.
All right, let's go.
All right.
Let's go for
one more. Take
one
two.
More
yeah. Be a little more. Don't go right for
That's
the tweak.
That's what I do. I apologize.
Right for the tweak.
Why don't you get me a catcher's mitt and I'll rub the... I mean, what do you want me to do? This is not my thing. I apologize. You're a nice girl.
When you have to pay by the hour, you got to get right to it.
Right, I know.
See? All right.
Let's set it up.
I'll go slower. Okay. I apologize. Right. Your first
now,
time.
Before we start again, Patty, I noticed you were like almost like someone was tickling you.
Yeah.
I know.
Very ticklish there, and you never knew that. Oh, Jesus.
I can't stop laughing.
That's a normal reaction. I've had that before. Now all you have to do is yell, hurry up, my parents are coming home. That will really make things.
Poor us.
All right, could you put the music back on?
All right, here we go. Smooth music.
Is Dice going to talk him through it?
You want to talk
no,
him through
No, because he'll make it
Dice?
A 45-minute thing. He'll make me punch and kiss and hug. Dice, he'll have me sticking it in.
Dice was on to something. Patty, you got to let your arms loose because you wouldn't let him get through.
You were very tense,
yeah,
Patty.
Exactly. You got to relax a little bit. Right, it's very difficult.
All right, here we go.
Started off with like a little ass squeeze, like you said.
Ah,
right.
Oh.
All right, now that's a good suggestion. That's actually good.
Patty, put your arms above your head so they're perky. There you go.
Oh, that's nice.
You're like I'm frisking her. It's a coke bus. The Canadian border.
Yeah, here we go. Started off.
Yeah, here you
first
go.
First, say something to her. Like, how you doing?
How are you?
All right, Jim Norton.
Don't turn around, or I'll kill you.
Now say this.
Either that, or I have a gun.
That's exactly it.
You don't okay.
Don't give her a back rub.
I went to the breast. That was wrong.
No. Don't squeeze her ass a little, like I said.
Oh, there you go.
Patty's ass just got squeezed.
Patty's like a tickle me Elmo.
Give her some cheek rubbing.
No, I don't. She get tickled. I don't want
to do what I tell you to do.
Yeah,
I tell you to do it.
A little cheek rubbing.
There you go. Look, she is squirming
she's
around.
Into it. That's all.
It's like having my niece on my lap.
Now say like this. I'm over here now, and you squeeze like one of them.
All right. I'm over here now.
Oh, there you go. Wow, that was nice. He got a little squeeze on there.
Very good.
But like Jay says, she's shaking like a car on bad gas.
It's like fooling around with Katharine Hepburn. I love you, Norman. All right, come on.
So now you got to like...
That's all fair. All right.
All right, you got to like twist it a little.
All right, where are we at here? Let's go.
Twist it. Turn it around.
No, it's not a doorknob, Dice.
I know.
Experience here.
I know. That's not right.
I don't mean hard, like your hand goes, but
you don't want to wreck
your breasts won't
you
turn.
Can't treat them like they're Ginger Lynn's or something.
Yeah.
This is new. She's new to this.
All right, let's go.
Here we go. Let's go.
All right, Norton. There we go. Nice. At the bottom. Nice
give
move.
Give me a two squeeze.
Wait, hold on. Elliot. Wait, let me squeeze.
That, nice. See? Patty, how about that, huh?
It was nice.
No, you like
we're
that?
We're not done. We're not done.
That was nice.
Nice. Nice.
I don't know. Thank you, Patty.
Patty just got felt up.
How did that feel, Patty? Your first feel up.
I wasn't too rough, right? I was gentle.
That was good. I'll tell you that right now.
How'd they feel? Norton, how'd they feel, man?
They were actually very soft and nice, and I enjoyed it quite a bit.
Very good.
Yeah. Well,
and Patty, did you enjoy that?
How was that for you, Patty?
I always have fun when I come here.
Oh,
I
Patty.
Do.
No, but how is it on a personal basis?
Yeah.
How did it feel for the first time to have a man actually touching your breast?
Did you get a tingle?
Yeah, it was interesting.
Interesting.
I can't turn on a 45-year-old virgin. I am worthless.
No.
I am worthless.
No, you're not.
Because you were too rough
were
with him.
I was very gentle.
Mr. Doorknob's telling him he's too rough.
Yeah, you're telling me to
gotta do it soft. Like, yeah. Turn him around.
Yeah, grab
a crank it like the starter on an old car. What are you wanting to do?
Yeah, right. It's gentle.
No, you're just like... You know, you get into a groove with him like.
Hey, Patty, you want to touch his hog?
No, thank you.
One step at a time, Opie.
She's got to do something in return.
I think it's only fair.
She's done enough, believe me. She's done more than enough. Just by standing there and not drooling, I'm very happy.
How about Patty gets behind Jim and, you know, feels the package?
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah. Through the clothes.
Look, I've contributed to this performance today. Somebody else can step in and be a team. Where's Florentine and Zool and Voss now? Calling in with your little jokes. Where are you now when I need you?
Oh, my God.
No.
Wonderful.
Well, that was great.
Okay, terrific.
Thank
that
you,
Patty.
That was
good.
Very well.
That was beautiful. Yeah. See? She's a very low-mileage unit.
No, I know. She is. She and any venereal diseases would be my fault, so I don't need that kind of pressure.
There you go, Patty. You've been introduced into the world of
devious,
hardcore sex.
And deviance.
Not exactly hardcore.
Well, for you, relatively speaking, that was like a normal person just being plowed from behind for an hour. You know what I mean? If you grade it on the curve. Well, that was wonderful. Thank you for participating, Patty.
Thank you, Patty.
Thank you. You look a little different now.
Yeah, you do. You're glowing.
You got a nice glow. Yeah.
You're going to notice a little different difference in your walk. Your walk is going to feel a little more slippery, I think. There'll be something going on there. There should be.
All right. Why don't we take a break?
It's like when you turn on the tub after a long time and the water comes out brown. You know? The pipes just ain't used. Well, the pipes don't get... They're not used to running water. What?
Jesus.
All right, maybe I was wrong for saying that. I'm sorry.
Oh, Jesus. What? What?
No.
Getting right to the point.
No?
Actually, I have to work again today.
Oh, okay. Let's take a break, Ann. Huh?
All right, man.
More girls, more gooder. Hookers for everyone.
You all got it.
Opie, answer me.
No longer will our penises remain flaccid and unused.
The Opie and Anthony Show, 1027 WNEW.
Holy S. Dr. Ruth Westheimer's walking down the hall. She's 2.5 feet tall.
Yeah. She's a little fidgety.
Tell her to wait outside. She's trying to run right in here. Hold on a minute.
Dr. Ruth, there she is. Look how cute.
All right, hold on. Hold on. We'll go get what?
What do you want to say, Dr. Ruth?
How are you, Dr. Ruth?
Where's my
book? Dr. Ruth.
And
a website, of course. Everyone needs a website.
Okay.
Get Dr. Ruth her cans.
Dr. Ruth, you don't age.
Look at her trying to get on the chair. Is that adorable?
Are we on? I'm going skiing.
You're going
skiing?
Yeah, we're on. We're on.
All right.
Look at it's Dr. Ruth.
I have to tell you.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, people.
Yeah.
All of you out there who are listening to these two rather good-looking guys.
Well, thank you, Dr. Ruth.
I warned
them. Might I say you're quite the hottie yourself.
I warned them, and that was before they said that I look good.
Yeah.
I warned them that if they are not very respectful,
right,
and if they don't treat me nice,
right,
I know where the door is.
And she will walk.
Very fast. I'm a fast walker, but I have to tell you something.
We're huge fans of yours. Don't you understand that?
Yeah.
I was in high school. I used to listen to your radio show. It was the best.
Did you learn something?
Yeah, we used to the double date, drive around, listen to Dr. Ruth, hoping to get some.
Yeah.
I swear to
God. Good way to break the ice.
Yeah.
You know, you listen to Dr. Ruth, and then we go, hey, look at what Dr. Ruth is saying. Why don't we check that out?
I really did that program. I did it with pleasure for almost 9.5 years.
Right.
Every Sunday night. Plenty of people did get pleasure out of that program.
Oh, I bet.
And I love doing it. And I want to tell you something.
Yeah.
On a serious note,
uh-oh,
you two.
Uh-oh, she's pointing at us.
You see? Then I'll talk about this book, but I want to tell you something on a serious note.
Okay.
Because of people like you and me and others.
Sounds like the meeting we were at the other day started the same way.
Because people have taken that subject matter a little bit more seriously,
mm-hmm,
the rate of unintended pregnancies has been reduced.
Why do you think that is, though?
Because of people like you on radio.
Really?
People like myself. People all over.
We well, how does that work? I think I know,
Ann. We're talking about contraception.
Because we're okay, yeah,
you
sure. Remember, she used to talk about contraception on her show all the time?
Dr. Ruth,
Now, I have to tell you something.
I've said
First
I hate
all,
contraception.
You have. Don't even say that because you're going to be in trouble with me. First of all, you have to plug my website.
Oh, website.
www.drruth.com on AOL.
Right.
Can you say that both?
DrRuth.com.
Right.
You don't need the www.
Yeah, people kind of know that by now.
Yeah, you just say DrRuth.com.
I like that. On AOL. Now, you are the very first ones in the history of this world. That book is hot off the press. Can you read it from over there?
Rekindling romance for Dummies.
For Dummies.
Now, you have a For Dummies book. There's a lot of For Dummies books out there about, like, auto mechanics or how to fly a plane for Dummies. But now you got Rekindling Romance.
I already had one that's called Sex for Dummies.
What about?
Oh, you did.
Just came out in a new edition. With interesting information, don't you say you don't like contraceptives? Some people have to use it.
Hey, I understand, Doctor, but let me tell you something.
For dummies.
It never feels as good.
I'll talk to you later.
No, I got to be honest with you. Like, some forms of contraception are fine, but that whole condom thing, oh, God, yeah, Doctor, that's
see,
awful. Mm-hmm.
You people, it's not enough to be sexually literate. Mm-hmm. You also have to know how to bring home flowers. Right. Are you going to bring home flowers tonight?
Tonight, no.
Why?
Probably not tonight, no.
Then I hope that those partners...
I might be bringing home a rash or something, but...
Then I hope those partners of yours say goodbye. So what I did in this book...
She's wishing our partners say goodbye.
Right.
I did.
Dr. Ruth, you want a bestseller? Do you bring flowers home?
Is that going to be a bestseller?
Of course.
Because I got the title for your next book, I'm thinking.
What? No, first...
Anal
first,
for Dummies.
Oh. She's going to walk out. Don't do that.
No,
it's part of the sex, right?
But guess what?
Yeah, sorry.
I'm a good psychologist. When I walked in here, I gave one look to the two of you. And guess what? I knew who would ask something or who would say something where
say... You're right.
Goodbye, guys.
He's the smartass.
Like my book.
Right. Rekindling Romance for Dummies by Dr. Ruth. DrRuth.com.
Wait, do you think I was...
And it's with Pierre Lehoux, my co-author.
Right. Am I the wise guy, though?
I'm not saying anything about you.
He is, Dr. Ruth. You hit it on the head.
This is with Pierre Lehoux. I've now worked with him for 20 years. Mm-hmm. How long have you been working together?
My God, it's got to be 6 years.
6 years, I think. Sure.
Yeah, that's it.
Six and a half, maybe.
How come there's not one woman here?
Because we, I don't know, it's kind of like, it's like a men's locker room in here.
But how come? I see outside men.
There are women sometimes, though.
No, I didn't see one.
Not on the staff, but we bring in a lot of girls and stuff.
Dr. Ruth, the women that come in here are looked at as sex objects for our show.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Isn't it?
Well, I'm being honest, though.
Yeah, but I
want us to lie?
I sometimes do want people to use it
Dr. Ruth, what can we get out of this book now? Tell us what we can get if we pick up Rekindling Romance.
If you pick up today, I promise you, you are going to have the most fantastic sexual relationship with your partner.
Yeah, nice.
If you add some romantic tips here.
Like flowers.
Now, is this flowers, a little dinner every once in a while, right?
Tell her that you love her.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is rekindling. Does this mean if you're in a relationship, maybe that's gone a little sour or, you know, the passion is gone?
A little boring.
Yeah.
You use the same position all the time. And I'm telling you that if you rekindle it, it's like starting a new relationship on a fertile ground. Because you already have the relationship.
Right.
So then you really build on that, and it's going to be fabulous.
So what's an example that we could look for in here? Something good, romantic, that could help rekindle a relationship?
The most important thing is to take time.
Time.
Even so, you work many
hours. Be a good listener, right?
And be a good listener. And take time and walk outside in the snow.
Sure. What? What does that have to do with rekindling?
That's very
like a little hand-in-hand walk down the street in the snow.
She's talking about romance, Anthony.
I didn't believe that you would know things like this.
Dr. Ruth, I got to tell you something. I'm very romantic.
They warned me about you. They said it's a raunchy show. You're wonderful. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
I love being romantic.
We have a sensitive side, Dr. Ruth. Yes.
Look at him.
Romance is great.
Even his eyes sparkle. So, a fireplace.
Yeah.
And
that's great.
And undressing slowly.
How about nice little cards for no reason?
Would be wonderful.
See, isn't that nice?
Some chocolate.
Yeah.
You know what would be nice?
What?
If you made dinner tonight.
Ah. I made, nice. Let me tell you something. I'll be honest with you. I made dinner last night.
And did it work?
I made dinner last night.
Did you tell her you love her?
Of course. It was fish sticks and tater tots. I put it on the foil. I set the timer for 12 minutes.
And it was a good dinner.
Yeah, and I even got the ketchup and everything. I forgot to bring it to the table.
Thank you, guys.
Dr. Ruth is coming. Wait.
She's bailing out before it gets ugly.
She's nervous. Dr. Ruth.
I thought you'd take a few phone calls, maybe. Like the old days.
I really have to run.
Oh.
But I did it because I was in the building,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're actually very nice guys.
Thank you, Dr. Ruth.
I will do it again with the next book.
Rick, set up something with maybe a publicist so we can have a little more time with her and we'll take some calls. Because our listeners are just as nice as we are.
Okay, bye.
Dr. Ruth, thank you very much. There she goes. Her book, Rekindling Romance for Dummies. Go to drruth.com.
On AOL.
Well, they could get to it, I'm sure.
Yeah, okay.
Dr. Ruth, thank you. There she goes.
Dr. Ruth, last time.
She would be a ringer at any limbo contest. She could just walk under the pole and beat
everybody.
Ask
her how
tall
she is. I've never seen a shorter person in my life.
My God.
God, she's brilliant, though. She knows exactly, you know, when to get out.
Four seven.
That's what heals. That's what heals.
Yeah. She knew when to punch out.
It went well. I can leave now without any repercussions.
DrRuth.com.
Wow.
Man, I really wanted to get into it with her today, but...
You wanted to what?
I wanted to get into it.
Sure. With her. Oh, okay.
God, the listeners just picked right up on it, too. Joe, is it healthy to staple my yam bag to my balloon knot?
Yeah, there would have been serious questions only. Someone probably told her, do not take any phone calls.
Anthony on line two, serious rash on my ass. What should I do?
Wow.
Eric, play What's in My Pants with Dr. Ruth.
Serious questions only. Does she have a flat head?
Oh, well. That was fun, though. Sure. Nice little surprise.
Yeah.
All right, you want to take our first break, Anthony?
Yeah, I guess. Oh, my God.
Hey, Ben's back in the studio. Ben, grab a mic.
Someone's suggesting we should have asked Dr. Ruth to do the wiffle ball bat challenge. The wiffle ball bat's bigger than her. Put a lump on her head.
Anal for Dummies.
We could have had five more minutes, maybe a couple of phone calls before she left if you didn't come out with Anal for Dummies.
They have all those Dummies books.
Well, she's going to probably come in a couple of months and go, my new book, Anal for Dummies. I thought of the title. I was inspired. Wow, look at that. Someone saying Dice should take advice from Dr. Ruth. Actually leaving after 5 minutes. Yeah. That's the best advice ever.
She's done radio for so long.
She knows.
She knows.
I've heard her on shows where the people get right into it and start going, so Dr. Ruth, how do you know about anal? Have you taken it up the pooper and stuff like that?
Right.
And she just like leaves. She doesn't like that kind of questioning.
Mm-hmm.
So she's so ready for it that the second you say Anal for Dummies, she's like, okay, goodbye. Goodbye, Rouse.
She took the book with her.
Yeah, she took the book with her. Wait a minute.
We bought that book.
Nah, that's okay.
Tell her to sign it or something.
Yeah, maybe Rick's doing that. Have her sign the book. We'll hang it on the wall near Hot Shannon's naked body picture.
She had the first sex advice show on the radio. Long time ago. And everyone used to listen to it. Try to get a little advice.
Yeah.
All right, Anthony, let's take a break.
Yeah, let's take a break. There's plenty of stuff to talk about.
212-757-1027. We'll be back in just a bit.
Something strange is happening here.
There's something wrong with us.
How do we play What's in My Pants?
Something very, very wrong with us.
What's a little contributing to the delinquency of a minor?
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Guess what's in teen pants?
The
Opie and
Anthony Show.
Hey, we're back with the Opie and Anthony Show.
You asked again.
Awful, Jim.
No one even knows what just happened. So.
Jim just got gotten by Opie so bad.
Yeah, Opie just
what was the line you used? I didn't hear it.
During commercials, you know, we could see all the phone calls coming in. I go, oh, Jim, you want to take this one?
And then I just started looking at it.
And Jim came walking around to Opie's side and goes, where? What?
Where? Which one?
Where? Oh. Then he made the face like Pesci when he walked into that house to become a made man and got shot in the head.
I just went...
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Pop.
He got me.
Got.
We got the retarded Laverne Shirley. Speaking of freak shows there, Andrew.
Yeah, how about these two?
You gotta love these two, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Could you put them in formaldehyde? You need to have pickled elephants.
You can make a little display with them, right?
Oh, yeah.
Easily.
Put them up.
All right, let's get their song on the radio
pullet.
As they make their way into the studio.
Jim has coined the phrase pullet.
Or merm, I like to.
What's that? We're ugly. We won't shut up and we're nauseating.
Retarded Laverne and Shirley. How are ya?
Hi, people.
I'm fine. How are you?
Look, she's got her bling bling on.
Why are you dressed like Dan Tanner? That is horrible.
Who is Dan Tanner?
Dan Tanner? Who doesn't remember Dan Tanner?
That's a detective show.
I got your t-shirt on.
Very good, Mary.
It's just that awful flowered
shirt. I forgot the first name. I forgot the name of the show, but he's a detective.
Oh, he's a detective.
It's from like the 80s, 70s, 80s. Okay.
Yeah, whatever.
And it really bugs me that you and Stinky have the same hair. That really annoys me, coming out of the back of the hat. That really irritates me.
No, we don't have the same hair. But you got your hair cut, Diane, but you're still wearing hats. I can't tell you got your hair cut.
You got your hair cut?
Yeah, I got my hair cut.
Let's see, Lady Di. Well,
but how can I tell? Your hat's covering your head.
Lady Di, you might be using too much soy sauce when you go to the Japanese restaurant there. Your face is
soy
a little,
sauce?
Yeah, it bloats the face. You might want to cut back on that.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay,
Jesus.
Okay, I will. I'll cut back on that.
Apparently, you have soy sauce and an IV drip at your house. That I'd like to cut your hair with an axe. That is.
You have a little, what do they call that haircut? Like a, what happens?
It's almost like a Dutch boy.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Beer.
Kind of.
Oh, the beer is making her bloated?
Is that what's doing it?
Oh, Marion is saying that the beer is bloating you up there, Lady Di.
That is not true.
Too much yin-yang party?
No, this...
You try to tell her, right? Now, Marion, I could see Marion is a very good friend to you, Lady Di, and you don't take her word. She's the one that's responsible. She knows what's best for you, and you don't listen to her.
Because Diane...
Yeah, that chocolate cake beer you've been shoving up your mouth.
All the old Duels
really
beer that I've been drinking.
Tons on you, you gorilla.
Oh. Oh, man. I look okay. My haircut looks okay. I look okay. She's been working out, but
your haircut does look okay if you're a Mexican in 1930. You should be working on a railroad with that haircut.
I've been laughing again. At least I have hair.
I know.
Oh, now Lady Di coming back.
No, that's not even a good one because he chooses not to have hair.
We've both been laughing.
Like if he was bald, then you might be onto something, but he just chooses to shave his head like that.
I'll think of something to tell him.
Because all the other fellas shave their head like that, right, Jim?
We've both been lacking a gym all week. I only went once this week.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I had a lot of appointments I had to keep this week, so.
On your planet, how long is a week in our time?
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I see you're wearing a Jim Norton T-shirt,
yes,
though.
I am.
You can bitch and complain about him all you want, but you're wearing his shirt.
And she's so fat, it's actual size.
And you're always online with him, too, so. You're online with him at least every 2 weeks.
All right, listen.
I talked to him once in a while.
All right, can we play the
movie? How are you?
The movie game. It was such a great success last time we did it, Opie.
What are you doing here now?
Shut up,
as you recall.
We gave you your time. Now you got to listen a little bit. Lady Di and Marion will be given scripts to famous scenes from famous guy movies.
Right.
They will then go back and forth with the dialogue from the movie, and we will go to a lucky caller on our screen.
Right.
And that caller must figure out what movie that scene is from, based solely on their what is going to be an Academy Award-winning performance
right.
of that scene.
You know, guys, you know what's at the theater
yes.
tonight at the Garden at Daytime Emmy Awards? We could have done them.
All right, so Stinky act. Is How handing out award? The scripts.
You know, Marlon Brando tonight. Whistles clearer than you speak.
Hey, I don't know how to whistle that good, do you?
Okay, we're ready to play.
Nice comeback, Marion.
Well,
you, Jeremy, you know
all right, now look, I got to be. I already see a problem with this.
Uh-oh.
Is this the same one they have?
Yes.
Now, why did you print this? Because they're going to read this and ruin the whole game.
I crossed it out.
Yeah, you did? Do not read anything that is crossed out. Do not mean anything that may come down.
We got you,
what?
Anthony.
Okay.
We won't
right.
do
say
that.
What? Repeat that.
All right, shut
they
up.
They only read the highlighted. I totally made it easy.
Only
they only
highlight.
Read what's highlighted.
Now, when you look at the paper, don't mumble on. Don't read a thing aloud.
You guys are crazy. You know they're going to mess it up anyway.
I know. I try.
Yeah, you know what,
shut
guys?
Up. This is for tickets for the 2002 Opie and Anthony Celebrity Softball Game. At Riverfront Stadium, sponsored by Coors Light. We got Billy from Oceanside. What's up, Billy?
What's up, guys?
You ready to play the movie game?
Yep.
All right, listen closely to this scene that will be enacted by these two and try to figure out what the movie is.
Okay.
Now, Marion, you will be playing the part that starts first. Don't say it. Don't mouth it.
Yeah.
Don't say it. And Lady Di, you're playing the second one.
Okay.
You see that? Don't say it now. Now, start your scene. When we say action. Go ahead.
All right, go. You like Huey Lewis in the news.
They're okay.
Their early work was little to a new wave for my
face. Cut. Marion? Hello? If I could ask you, please play it up a little more. You're just reading it very monotone.
Yeah, you were acting last time.
What about
your face out of the page, as they say?
You're acting.
Have a connection with the other actor.
All right?
Okay.
This, let me just say, without giving anything away, your performance as you read these lines, you should be very analytical. Very into what you're saying.
Yeah.
Be very into
very
what you're
passionate.
Saying. Passionate about what you're talking about.
You should have a little passion about. For what
right.
you're talking about.
Just because
here.
You're built like Gamera, you don't have to read like him.
You're built like King Kong.
She understood the movie monster, though. She got it right.
You're the Godzilla movie
star. Very good, Mario. Okay, take two, quiet on the set, and action.
You're like Huey Lewis in the news.
They're okay.
Their early work was too new wave for my taste, but when sports came out in 83, I think they really came into their own, commercially and artistically. The whole album has a clear, crisp sound and a new sheen of consummate professionalism that really gives the songs a big boost. He's been compared to Elvis Costello, but I think Huey has a far more bitter, cynical sense of humor.
Hey.
Yes, Alan.
Why are there copies of the style section all over the place? You have a dog? A little chow or something?
No, Alan.
Is that a raincoat?
Yes, it is. In 87, Huey Lewis released this for their most accomplished album. I think their undisputed masterpiece is Hip to Be Square. A song so catchy, most people probably don't listen to their lyrics, but they should, because it's not just about the pleasures of comfort me and the importance of friends. It's also a personal statement about the band itself. Hey, Paul! They're getting your reservations at Garcia. Now, you effing selfish bastard. You effing selfish bastard.
You girls are passionate.
There it is. I'm glad she took my advice and read it with a little more passion. You did nothing. You did not emote anything.
The emotional range of an autistic. That was horrible. You should drive the car slow on Saturdays.
You didn't sound into what you were saying. You were, again, just reading.
I disagree.
I was into it.
You disagree?
She was awful.
I thought she was pretty good with that one.
Well, no, because the whole thing is you doing. All right, she showed me. And Billy from Oceanside, what movie were they acting out?
Don't just stare at it, eat it, American Psycho.
Oh, American Psycho! With Marion playing, of course, Bateman.
American Psycho?
They don't even know the movie. Go ahead.
Did you like the part where she went, hey, Paul, you're getting your reservation? It's like, no, it's like, hey, Paul. And then, the guy, he's killing him at that point.
Yes.
He's screaming as he's, hacking him.
We have to get into the acting.
Listen.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Good.
So we have a reference point. This is the scene.
You like Huey Lewis on the news?
They're okay.
Their early work was a little too new wave for my taste. But when Sports came out in 83, I think they really came into their own, commercially and artistically. The whole album has a clear, crisp sound and a new sheen of consummate professionalism that really gives the songs a big boost. He's been compared to Elvis Costello, but I think Huey has a far more bitter, cynical sense of humor.
Hey, Abushrap.
Yes, Alan?
Why are there copies of the style section all over the place? Do you have a dog? A little chow or something?
No, Alan.
Is that a raincoat?
Yes, it is. In 87, Huey released this. Four, their most accomplished album. I think their undisputed masterpiece is Hip to Be Square. A song so catchy, most people probably don't listen to the lyrics. But they should, because it's not just about the pleasures of conformity and the importance of trends. It's also a personal statement about the band itself. Hey, Paul!
God damn, what a movie.
I think the ladies nailed that.
I think you guys hit it on the head now that I listen back.
You nailed it. You did very well, man.
You hit it on the head, that one.
The game was being a little too harsh.
We like you even listen
to news. I had forgotten what the actual scene sounded like, Opie. So now hearing it, you guys nailed it.
You guys were right on.
Okay.
Bravo.
Thank you.
Is that not one of the best scenes in any movie ever?
I can't get enough of that movie.
You look.
All right, shut up. I know why. We've talked about
Mr. Book.
We're running out of time, though. And this game is too priceless. This game's too close to my heart. I like this game.
All right. Now, again,
I want to exploit it to its fullest potential.
Keep your mouth shut. Don't read a thing till we tell you and just read what we
Tom from Philly.
What up?
You want to play the movie game?
You know it.
All right, cool. All you have to do is listen to these two lovely ladies.
Mm-hmm.
We're whales.
Act out a scene from a very popular movie, and if you guess the movie, you got the tickets, okay?
Oh, no problem.
All right. Are you ladies ready?
Yes,
ready?
We are.
Okay. Let's see. No. Your Lady Di will be starting.
Rick's got it figured out, I think.
I hope
just
so.
Let me
the
know
right
when.
Way.
No, we know.
All right.
There's some emotion in this, too.
Okay.
Marion's the real star.
She gets all the good lines.
Good website.
Lady Di is filler. go ahead.
They kicked us out of school? Ha, that makes sense.
Hey, what's this lying around?
No, cut. Cut. When you see S like that, it's, you know, the S word. It's a curse.
It's not
you can't
the
say
sound
it.
A snake makes.
No, don't say it.
I know.
But you're mouthing
hey,
it.
Hey, what's this lying around?
No! Just say S.
All right,
in other words, just read.
S.
Right.
War's over, man.
Hold on. Start
oh,
over.
Oh, my God. Do you want to reach over and choke her?
She mispronounced the word S. How stupid are you to mispronounce
I'm
a letter?
Around.
All right.
You're not goofing around.
All right, let's start over again. Lady Di, start this off. Action.
They kicked us out of school? Ah, that makes sense.
Hey, what's this lying around?
No. Oh, my God. Say S.
I did say
you
S.
No, you went pool of vomit.
S. You went S.
I said S.
No,
okay?
You didn't.
Marion.
Start it
I
over.
Marion, remember the last
hey,
time we told you?
Hey, what's this lying around? S.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Okay. Now go ahead.
Let's start over again.
Start okay. Over and action.
They kicked us out of school? Ha, that makes sense.
Hey, what's this lying around? S.
War's over, man. Wormer dropped the big one.
What? Over? Did you say over? Nothing's over till we decide it is. What? Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no.
Germans forget it. He's rolling.
It ain't over now, because when the going gets tough, the tough get going. Who's with me? Let's go. Come on. Ah!
Keep going. That's
what's,
all you.
What's the F happened to the Delta? I used to know. Where's the spirit? Where's the guts? Ha! Huh. This could be the greatest night of our lives, but you're gonna let it be the worst. Oh, we're afraid to go with you, Bluto. We might get in trouble. Well, just kiss my A from now on. Not me. I'm not gonna take this. Wormer, he's a dead man. Marmalade, dead Niedermeyer.
Dead, Bluto's right, psychotic, but obviously right. We've got to take these bastards. We could fight them with conventional weapons, but that could take years and cost millions of lives. No, in this case, we have to go all out. I think the situation absolutely requires a real futile and stupid gesture be done on somebody's part, and we're just the guys to do it. Let's do it.
Let's do it!
Wow. All right. I felt like I was there watching the movie again.
Tom's going to get
this.
We're
getting
better,
man, right?
They acted that out perfect.
Tom, if you would please tell us what movie they were doing that famous scene from.
Well, Otter, I'm going to have to go with Animal House.
Yeah. Animal House.
Bang, bang.
Wow, was that amazing?
Tom, hold on the line. We're going to give you some info about the game, okay?
It's one of my favorites, too.
All right. Yeah,
Dave,
obviously.
Pluto's right, psychotic.
Neither
am I. Pluto's right, psychotic.
All right, so we have a reference point. Here it is.
They kicked us out of school? Huh. That makes sense.
Hey! What's this lying around shit?
War's over, man. Wormer dropped a big one.
What? Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
German? Forget it, he's rolling.
It ain't over now. Because when the going gets tough, the toughs get going. Who's with me? Let's go! Come on! What the fuck happened to the Delta I used to know? Where's the spirit? Where's the guts? Huh? This could be the greatest night of our lives. But you're gonna let it be the worst.
Oh, we're afraid to go with you, Pluto.
We might get in trouble. Well, just kiss my ass from now on! Not me! I'm not gonna take this!
Pluto's right. Psychotic, but absolutely right. We gotta take these bastards. Now, we could fight them with conventional weapons. That could take years and cost millions of lives. No, in this case, I think we have to go all out. I think this situation absolutely requires a really futile and stupid gesture be done on somebody's part. We're just the guys to do it. Let's do it.
Bravo. Great, great scene that was. How memorable. Animal House.
That's like me, my high school days.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's when we saw the movie, right? In our high school days.
Oscar from the Bronx. Oscar from the Bronx checking in, saying at least she looks like Belushi.
I'm not heavy, so.
Well, the guy was saying that.
You're not heavy compared to a Jupiter moon, maybe.
I'm not heavy.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
How much you weigh, Jim?
About 140.
All right, listen, we're going to play one more before break here.
Really? Is that
look at you arguing with her.
Take it easy, dryer-lit hair.
Hey, let me tell you, my hair doesn't look bad. I like the way it looks.
All right, one more now before...
Marion, I like your hair.
Yes. I know he is.
I know cancer patients that would rather have their hair.
Do you have cancer, Pat? Do you have cancer?
You almost said that you have cancer patients. You really are dumb.
I like when she was gone.
He does not. Cancer patients are bald.
What's a cancer patient?
Marion? They're bald. Cancer patients are bald.
Marion, I'm enjoying your new look.
Yeah.
I like it.
I
don't press people. I just press myself.
No jokes.
There's nothing wrong with a perm being bobby pinned back in the middle of the afternoon. What's wrong with that?
I look good with my hair back.
What's that?
I look good with my hair back.
Let's get Glenn on the line.
You look good if your hair... like
Glenn.
I look good anywhere.
You want to play the movie game?
I look good naked, too.
Shut up, lady.
Oh.
Too much information. Let's go to Jeff from Boston. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, what's up, guys?
You know how to play the movie game, right?
Yes, I do.
All right, these two lovely ladies are going to act out another scene from another great guy movie. All right, ladies, you ready? Now, remember, I'll give you a little more motivation.
All right.
Both of you, during this, have similar deliveries. You're both yelling.
Okay.
Yelling your lines. Okay?
Yeah, don't
hold. All right, we got you.
Don't hold back. You're both yelling your lines. This is a yelling scene.
Just pretend she hid your bottle of alcohol and you're mad.
Who's starting, Rick? All right. Marion is starting the scene. And remember...
Right into the mic.
We're both yelling.
Right in, both yelling. Ready? Action.
Go?
Yeah.
All right. Left shoulder, hot. Private Pilot, what are you trying to do to my beloved corpse?
Sir, I don't know, sir.
You are dumb, Private Pilot, but do you expect me to believe that? Don't left from right?
Sir, no, sir.
Then you did that on purpose. You want to be different?
Sir, no, sir.
Oh, my God.
Hey.
She just smacked
Lady Di. Cut.
Why did you smack Lady Di? She's supposed to. It's in the script.
Right.
But you know
script,
something?
Opie.
You didn't hit her hard enough. You got to hear it.
Yeah. It's
so
all part of
now, Lady Di, are you against maybe being smacked in the face?
All right. What about if I all
right,
like being
just
smacked
hit
in the
hit
face?
Her,
what
about if I hit her in the face.
No, you got to really hit her.
But hit her hard.
I'll go like this.
Man, that face is going to jiggle.
You have to hit her. You're like method actors, and for the last 30 years, you've been playing someone that eats compulsively.
Yeah. All right, here
hit
we
him
go.
Instead.
All right, ready?
All right, ladies, let's start over.
Okay. Start
it's
over,
a very
and remember,
short scene.
Remember, right. You're yelling.
Yelling.
Yeah, we are.
Very good. Okay, and...
Look, we are yelling.
And... Ready?
And action.
Action.
Left shoulder, hut. Private Pilot, what are you trying to do to my beloved corpse?
Sir, I don't know, sir.
You are dumb, Private Pilot. Do you expect me to believe you don't know left from right?
Sir, no, sir.
Then you did that on purpose. You want to be different?
Sir, no, sir.
What side is that, Private Pilot?
Sir, left side, sir.
Are you sure, Private Pilot?
Sir, right side, sir.
Don't F with me again, Pile. Pick up your effing cover, Pile.
Sir. Yes, sir.
You're smacking her in all the wrong spots. Were you paying attention?
Yes.
No, you weren't.
She's supposed to smack me.
She said, sir, left, sir, and you smacked her again and then said, are you sure?
All right. Look, this is the best we can do with this scene.
Yeah. Oh, my dear sweet. What have you've done to my beloved corpse?
What are you trying to do with my beloved body?
My beloved corpse.
Okay, can I walk over and smack you?
There's nothing beloved about your corpse. All right, I guess Jeff from Boston.
Yeah.
Jeff, Jeff is disgusted. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeff, judging by or deciding by what you've just heard, what movie were they acting from?
I have no idea, man. I'm going to have to go with a guess and say Thin Red Line.
Oh, no.
What kind of guy are you?
Wow.
Don't say it. Jeff, go. Let's go to Mark.
Change your tampon. And
Mark, what scene were they acting in? Well, what movie were they acting for?
Was it the Trainables video? No, it's Full Metal Jacket.
Full Metal Jacket.
The one time she could have saved herself the embarrassment of saying an S in core.
Yeah, I know. Corpse.
I ain't listening to you, Jim.
Here's the scene. Here it is.
For a reference point.
Shoulder. Private Pilot, what are you trying to do to my beloved corps?
Sir, I don't know, sir.
You are dumb, Private Pilot. Do you expect me to believe that you don't know left from right?
Sir, no, sir.
Then you did that on purpose. You want to be different.
Sir, no, sir.
What side was that, Private Pilot?
Sir, left side, sir.
Are you sure, Private Pilot?
Sir, yes, sir.
What side was that, Private Pilot?
Sir, right side, sir.
Don't f*** with me again, Pilot. Pick up your cover.
Sir, yes, sir.
Wow. What a fantastic
movie. I saw that movie.
Scene. Great.
It's obvious you guys saw that movie.
Come on. What do you want me to do? Go over and really smack her?
You did good.
I've had my share of smacking
her. What are you trying to do to my beloved corpse?
We don't smack each other.
Wow.
Smack you?
What? The good arm or the gimp one?
Let's have a round with you, Jim.
Don't hit me with the turkey leg arm. Hit me with the other one.
This turkey leg arm has
whatever we got.
What's a left and hook? You really are a marble-mouthed ass.
Yeah, I don't talk with marbles in my mouth.
Obviously no, it would probably not, clarify things.
Yeah, well,
obviously
you know what
not,
I meant.
Jim.
Right. What is wrong
Z-head.
With you?
All right, listen, we're going to take a break. I think we need to continue with this. They are both on the Awesome Cam if you want to check them out. The Retarded Laverne and Shirley.
All right.
Have you ever seen the people that listen to the show?
Obie and Anthony.
Toothless, drunken, white trash.
Hey, guys, rule.
1077 23 Skidoo. And we're back with the Obie and Anthony show. Interesting article on MTV.com, Anthony.
Yes, MTV News headline section.
For some weird reason, they have decided, Interscope has decided to release a new Eminem CD, The Eminem Show, on May 28th instead of June 4th.
Obi, I'm seeing a brand new release date here that they pushed the date up. And I just can't for the life of me figure out why, but better for the consumer because they get it quicker.
Because quite frankly, I think people can't wait to hear this stuff.
Absolutely.
I love Eminem.
Obi, have you noticed when you go to MTV News headlines, it's the top story?
Is it really?
And I'm reading the article and we come up in it a couple of times. They also mention not only Eminem, but Korn and STP.
Yeah. Ready to play more of the movie game, man?
This is becoming a lot of fun, this game. The first time we did it, I got to admit, a little bit of a cluster F. But the girls seem to have really taken it upon themselves to brush up on their acting skills. Because sometimes I can't tell if we're listening to a movie clip or the retarded Laverne and Shirley.
Oh, yeah. Andrew.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
All right, we got to hurry up here because we're running out of time. But you want to play the movie game?
Definitely.
All right, cool. Here we go. Girls, are you ready?
Yes, we are.
All right, you know your parts. And action.
You all know me. Know how I earn a living. I'll catch this bird for you, but it ain't gonna be easy. Bad fish not like going down to the pond and chasing bluegills, but Tommy cats the shark. Swallowing you whole, shaking tenderness, down you go. Now we gotta do it quick. That'll bring back all the tourists. That'll put all your businesses on a paying basis. But it's not gonna be pleasant. I value my neck a lot, more than the $3,000. Chief, I'll find him for $3,000. I'll catch him and kill him for $10,000. You got to make up your minds. You want to stay alive and ain't up. You want to play cheap and be on welfare the whole winter. I don't want no volunteers. I don't want no mates. There's too many captains on this island. $10,000 for me, myself. For that, you get the head, the tail, the whole damn thing.
Thank you very much, Mr. Quint. Well, take it under advisement.
You all know me. Know how I earn a living. I'll catch this bird for you, but it ain't gonna be easy. It's bad fish. Not like going down the pond chasing bluegills or tommy cats. This shark, swallow you whole. Shaking, tenderizing, down you go. And we gotta do it quick. I don't bring back the tourists. I'll put all your businesses on a paying basis. But it's not going to be pleasant. I value my neck a lot more than $3,000, Chief. I'll find him for $3,000, but I'll catch him and kill him for $10,000. You got to make up your minds. You want to stay alive and ante up? You want to play it cheap? Be on welfare the whole winter. I don't want no volunteers. I don't want no mates. There's too many captains on this island. $10,000 for me by myself. For that, you get the head, the tail, the whole damn thing.
Bravo! Nice, right?
Wow. Robert Shaw.
One of the greatest actors ever on the face of the earth.
Taking a Pelham 1, 2, 3.
The deep. The guy was fantastic.
With that voice.
I thought he did very good.
Fantastic in that movie.
All right, let's go right to John in Philly. John.
All right.
Yo, what's up, guys?
If you win the game, you can come for the game, right?
Yeah.
All right, ladies, you ready for your next script there?
Yeah. Oh, we get the one? Sure.
Yeah, this is a really good one because they both have to really work for this one.
Yeah, you're both acting this one now. All here's right. both of your all lines. Right. Lady Di, this is your time to shine.
Okay.
I hope don't F up, huh?
Yeah, don't F up like that. Hey, Marion, say something real fast.
What?
No, go get on mic and say hi, John.
Hi, John. How you doing?
Hey.
You heard her fine, right?
Oh, she sounds great.
Hi. Okay.
Yeah, that guy just didn't know the movie.
I know.
You faggot. Who doesn't know Jaws? Faggot.
Yeah, Jeff from Boston was a faggot, too.
He didn't want his friends going, hey, faggot, faggot. He didn't know that it was Jaws. Faggot.
I couldn't hear them.
Okay, ready? I think this is going to be the last one, unfortunately.
Yes.
Oh, unfortunately.
Give it your all.
Yes, we will. We'll give
there
it all.
There it is.
All
right, this is it, ladies. So really, yeah, give it your all, because this is it for you. All right? And action.
Company leader calling Raven. Company leader to Raven. Talk to me, Johnny. Company leader to identify Baker team. Rambo, Messner, Ortega, Coletta, Jorgensen, Danforth, Barry, Krakauer. Confirm. This is Colonel Troutman. Talk to me, Johnny.
They're all gone, sir.
Rambo, are you all right? Over.
Baker team, they're all dead, sir.
Not Barry. He made it.
Barry's gone, too, sir.
How?
Got himself killed in Nam. Don't even know it. Castrated him down to the bone.
Oh, cancer ate him down to the bone.
That's what I
Who
said.
Who typed that?
Castrated.
No.
That's cancer.
Oh,
all right, we're running out of time, though. Continue.
Keep going.
I'm sorry. I don't know.
I'm the last one, sir.
It's good to hear your voice, Johnny. It's been a long time. Look, John, you've done some damage here, but they don't want any trouble. That's why I've come. I'm going to come in there and fly you the hell out. Just you and me. We'll work this thing out together. Is that fair enough?
Where'd you come from, sir?
Bragg.
I tried to get in touch with you, but the guys at Bragg never knew where to find you.
I haven't been spending much time there lately. They've got me in D.C. I'm sharing a seat with my ass. My A.
Shining.
Oh. Everybody.
Want to thank the ladies. Lady Di and Marion. Lady Di
did
very well there.
Yay!
Yes, yes.
Oh, thank you very much.
Her Sylvester Stallone impression.
Very nice.
Ryan Regan. All right.
Oh.
Real quick, YV from Queens. I learned that ONA listeners had to go through an audio holocaust just to win free tickets. Audio holocaust.
Nice.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
11-year-old Gary, what's up?
What's up?
What's up?
I just wanted to say, Martin, I worship you.
Thanks, buddy.
All I want to say is when I get into a car accident, I just want to say to the driver, I hope you jump into a pool of acid.
Nice.
Nice. There you go.
All right. Just wanted to say, is we talking about Laverne and Shirley in there?
No. You want to talk to retarded Laverne and Shirley real fast?
I just wanted to diss them.
You want to diss him?
Yeah.
That could be fun. All right. You know, Gary, this is 11-year-old Gary.
Gary who?
Hi, Gary.
Hey, Fatsos.
Oh, hey, Gary, I heard you on a phony. I heard you the other day. You're like an 11-year-old brat that called in. I heard you. On Friday, I heard you.
He's only 11 years old.
Gary, you sound like a little brat.
My son is 11 years old.
And your point is?
My point is? My son is 11 years old.
Where's your parents?
Get some surgery on your cellulite butt.
Where's your parents?
What?
Where's your mother and father?
Why?
They should smack you upside your head because you sound like a little brat.
All right, fatso. Like ass.
Like a little,
That's not a little twerp.
I don't care if it's nice.
You sound like a little twerp. Here, you little brat.
All right, fatso bitch. Both your mamas are so stupid and fat. When they went to a train station, they saw a train, they said, Snickers bar. They picked it up and ate it.
Hey, you little brat. Don't talk about mothers.
Yeah,
because you know what? I could talk about your mother.
Oh, shut up.
And I could say one thing. I don't say anything because you're 11-year-old.
Sounds like a South Fork
and
character.
You're a brat.
Your kid is giving you the business.
What do you want me to do? Curse this little kid out? I can't curse him out on the radio.
No, don't curse him out.
That's what I mean.
You can't curse me out. I dare you.
I don't have
any. You're not supposed to curse on the radio, you little brat.
I don't think you're a little kid.
Brat, that's all they got. Norton, what they say?
What did they say?
I couldn't tell. She has a mush mouth.
Marion.
Yeah. Oh, and I just wanted to say,
yeah.
Marion, you can become Helen Keller soon.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
No one wants to hear a stupid-ass voice.
Nobody, you shouldn't be on the radio with these guys
up.
Anyway. You're a little too young to be listening to these guys.
Rick Liam,
and where's your parents? Both working. Maybe your mother's out partying.
Anthony a beating. So when I come down there and you see your dad,
he owes me a beating. Hey, Marion wants to spank you, Gary.
Oh, no.
You should be spanked on a butt with a belt.
I do not want that fat hand
holding
friggin' slobbering me whole.
Where was your mother?
What are you going to be?
I swear to God, she tried to punch me, all the fat from her arm will come out and just swallow my head open.
Listen to this kid.
Yeah, but he does raise a good point.
Marion,
what is his point?
Shut up, you stink.
Where did you learn your language at?
What the hell are you home watching porno movies too after 12 o'clock?
Yeah, do you do that?
Do you watch porno movies?
At like 5
hey. I can't understand their jibber jabber.
He sounds like a juvenile delinquent.
He's a good boy.
Thank you, Gary.
No problem, man. Anytime.
I apologize.
Oh, I'm so Patty.
Yeah.
You put her in a chair and you pull the dress, she'll fall and maybe break 8 of her legs.
All of her legs, because she does have 8 of them.
Yeah. Hi, Gary.
All right, see you, fat souls. See you, Hobie and Anthony.
All right, thank you, Gary.
All right, see you guys.
See you, right. Souls.
You guys have redefined debauchery.
It's like a vaudeville show on acid.
Opie Anthony.
Opie
Anthony.
1027 WNEW.
New York City.
I mean, just because a brother man smoke a little weed on the corner here and there, chilling with his buddies, you gonna arrest him for that? Come on.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody has a record.
Blood smack. Well, it's the Opie and Anthony show. Yes, the extravaganza that is the Opie and Anthony show. We don't even know where to begin today. 212-757-1027. So look who just stumbled into the
studio.
Thriller,
what's up,
man?
Hammer.
What's up, Hammer?
Hammer, are we hanging or what?
Yeah.
Hey, take your shirt off. Never mind, you did it. Get it? Yeah, we're hanging.
Yes, we are.
It's
4:35.
Wank, wank.
What have you been up to, Jim? Since the last time we saw you.
Getting fat.
Right.
Look at
fat.
Every day going to like my local ice cream store. Look at pint of the mint. You got them crunchy things like Carvel? Let me get some of them. Let's go, Mitch! What are you swinging at? Come on! How is that a strike?
You're going to wake the baby. D, shut up, please. I can't watch a Met game without relaxing. I was working. I was writing today.
He's that guy.
Yeah. You know how hard it is to sit and think, hon?
He's hardcore Met fan.
Yeah.
Hardcore.
Yeah. I hate Clemens.
Who doesn't?
We all hate Clemens. Ant's a Yankee fan and hates Clemens.
I can't stand him.
JJ's a Yankee fan. We'll get him in here. We'll talk about that.
I'm so, pissed that he got a ring with the Yankees.
Oh. You got to be embarrassed to have that guy on your team.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Dean Piazza. I'm
gonna say.
What a fairy.
What am I going to say?
I'll teach you to do that again.
Like Piazza needs another beanball,
too. I didn't mean to throw it at him. I didn't. I want a ring.
Piazza's going to be like Porky.
Yeah.
He keeps getting beamed in the head. And no wonder he can't throw it a second.
Not for nothing, though. Mike should. He's 6'9". Just go ape wild one day.
Yeah.
That's when he'll get serious respect. Like, if he came back, then he should have just showed up at Yankee Stadium in the middle of the game. While the Mets are at Shea. Just right through the club. It's
again.
Timmy.
And now you see him. They just kind of prop him up at events. And he's waving a little bit. Hey, how you doing? Well, how about you?
He's helping his daughter. With her fighting career.
With her fighting, so she could be a blithering idiot when she gets older. I don't get
how sad
it.
Is that?
It is very sad.
He's sparring with his daughter.
Spar with me, honey. I do want you to learn from me.
There's something
the greatest,
sick about
baby.
That.
Could you give me... Ow. Oh, okay.
Ow.
You're doing fine, honey. Try a couple of them body blows. Hold that. Oh, don't hit you. Oh, I didn't see the face, baby. What are you doing there, sweetheart? Come to Papa. Come to Papa. Oh, look at that. You're punching your daddy in the face again. Decomp. Oh, ow. Oh, fall gone. Yeah. All right, now Papa's going to turn one on you.
That's right. Bitch.
You don't hit your father. I may be retarded, but I can still punch.
I've been fumigated. Brain cells check out and they never check back in. It's over. It's over, Johnny.
That poor son of a bitch, man.
Oh, my God.
You're passing out the wiffle balls. That's not a good sign.
Oh, he's got the Piazza.
Oh, we got a Piazza poster against the wall?
Oh.
Nah, didn't it? You got to hit him in the head.
Wait, hit him straight in the head.
Why are you throwing?
Oh,
nice one. Rick hit him right in the noggin.
Well, because he's a Yankee fan. But why is Brewer throwing balls at Mike Piazza?
And look at that. And Piazza, just
if
like...
If you notice, if you watch correctly, I'm throwing it wild and it's going into the Yankee dugout.
And just like the real Piazza, he won't rush the mound at you, so don't worry. It's just a poster.
He's a pussy.
Does he fall down and hit the ground?
Oh, man.
That poor son of a bitch.
Hot. It's Mike Piazza for Deacon Fogel. That's right.
Oh, that was nice. Stop hitting Piazza, man. It's the Clemens game.
Yeah.
There you go.
Be Roger Clemens.
Be the Rocket. Yeah, it's very nice, Rick. It's a little carnival game we have set up.
Oh!
Easy.
I surprised. Yeah, whatever.
Well,
if that was Lou League, we would have tore the other team up.
Well,
even if they were, like, older.
Yeah.
They don't do that to Jerry, man. It's nobody gonna take it from that fatty old school, man. You're Jerry, man. You're Jerry. Come on, guys.
It's just a game.
I on the bench.
I sucked in Little League. I was too scared to get in the batter's box.
Yeah, that's a scary thing, man.
When you're 12
I'm just
years
brushing
old.
Him back a little bit. Brushing him back. I can't hit this. Just strike me out. I'm not even gonna try because I'm out of the box by 5 feet. I'm afraid of you.
I was the guy that got one hit all season and the whole place went nuts because I finally got a hit.
How is that guy?
Opie, you got 3 chances, Opie. Take your time.
There you go. Nice hustle.
Yeah, and the ump would keep saying closer to the plate, closer to the plate. I'm like, no, I'm like way out of the box.
He's just going
like this.
Yeah.
Right past your face. Like, oh, God.
Walk as good as a hit, Opie. Walk as good as a hit now.
I was that guy. I was right field guy.
Oh,
who in Little League could hit it to the the right.
Good eye.
Good eye.
That one?
Yeah. I was no batter guy.
No batter. You don't have to do it. It's all right.
Brian Regan's got that fit, man, where it's like where you get up to bat.
You know, it's like last year you hit a home run. Now it's wow. He improved a lot.
The kid's sporting the rolly fingers. The Raleigh mustache. Fingers mustache.
Yeah.
Everything's like, hey, where'd you get that, man?
You just stand there and look right in the back.
Still don't have a hair on your sack. It looks like an oven stuffer roaster.
Yeah.
He's like, got the Fred Flintstone 5 o'clock shadow. He's wailing him at you.
You're showing your friends, I got 3 this week. Look at the long one.
I remember doing that. You wait till they're not looking. You pluck one out of your head and go, look man, I got it. You pluck it out of the back of your head. Look, man, I'm sporting some PBR. Yeah, I got him.
Look at one of mine's red, man. I don't even know where that comes from.
Who am I kidding? My sack looks like a clamshell. Nick on line 9 has other Little League cliches.
Anthony, you're reliving my whole like childhood totally over here.
Yeah,
get it. The batting coach goes to you, this one. Good eye, man. Good eye.
Good eye.
You're throwing a rock at me 90 miles an hour. I'm a fat 100-pound 9-year-old kid. Leave me alone.
Yeah. Well, that's when you held up on the outside or inside pitch, and he'd go, good eye. And meanwhile, you just didn't swing. I don't know. And like, oh, okay, that was good, right?
Good
eye.
No idea. Kid with the scissors looked like Roger Ebert. Get out the batting tee for me.
Easy out, guys.
Through my pockets over there. Easy out.
Easy out.
Put your weight into it, Billy.
Yeah. Lean into it, man.
Oh, Brewer, by the way, your picture's in the paper? Now, I'm not gay enough.
Billy Bob Thornton. Billy Bob Thornton. Where's Jay Moore, faggot? That's what I thought. Owner! Owner! Owner!
6 guys get up.
Owner!
Juan from the Bronx. Get Brewer to pummel himself about the face. I love when he does that.
Dude, I'm serious. I might not even be able to do this weekend. I mess my neck up hardcore. You wouldn't know it when I walked in, but...
So you're not going to be able to beat yourself
I'm
up?
I'm going
to
try it. I've got serious painkillers. But
wow. That can
painkiller. We'll
that can make for a good show. You pop a few painkillers before you go on stage.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Hee-haw. So this next joke... Wait, what time's the show?
What about the guy who got struck out by the girl guy?
Oh, when they started allowing girls into Little League?
I never played with a chick.
No, no, that was before.
He's just talking about a guy that looks like a girl that was pitching and struck you out.
No, because they got girls that play now, and it's even worse, because then you got to deal with your father going, yeah, we had a girl. Okay, come on, I'm going to go and beat your mother and show you how it's done.
The worst is where you suck, and there's always that one father that kind of let you get away with it. All right, don't worry about it. But yeah. Then he snaps at one time. Open me, sweet ass!
Yeah, he finally
he's
had
there.
It.
Yeah. Come on! Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you're losing. The whole team is losing because of you.
It's up here now.
Oh, I'm just a kid. Stop.
I'm Dave from Long Island. Whenever Brewer imitates someone, he sounds like my mother-in-law taking a dump.
Okay, terrific.
Oh, that's
right,
it.
I'm about to take a nice big dump.
The old, all right, walk it off. Walk it off. There you go, walk it off. You got beaned.
You got to face this. You don't know where to face because you're crying. You don't
walk,
know it.
Walk it off. It's okay. You got, like, the dirt from the base running, like, stuck to your tears on your eyes.
You got to walk it off. I'm not crying.
First baseman, you're right, man.
Walk it off.
Pussy. Faggot. Nice swing, dick.
Yes, the helpful so like team.
There's always one guy on a sucky team. It's like, he can tie it up. And it's
the
just,
real
it's
hammer guy, yeah.
He's going, faggot, save my ups, dick. Save my ups, dick.
He just pounded it out of the park
dick,
every
save
time.
My ups, dick.
Save my ups,
dick. Save my ups, bro. Come on, don't swing it enough. Do you understand? Save my ups, dick. Don't swing enough. He's throwing wild. What did I just say? Wait up here, moron. I'm going to kick your ass if you strike out. Save my umps, dick.
My umps, I haven't heard that since. Boy. He truly is a legend of Valley Stream.
Oh, man.
it's so Long Island.
Yeah,
man.
Someone just wrote, Brewers in the studio, time to relive childhood Long Island memories. God. John from Jersey.
Oh, I see how you
got it. John from Jersey, when I played Little League, they would announce the batting averages when you got up.
Oh.
When I got up, they announced no average.
Oh. And how bad did you feel when, like, the coach is telling you, all right, just choke up. And make contact.
Right.
It's like, no, I want to friggin' hold it right at the end and swing this so it pounds it out of the park. Choke it up. Just make contact. Choke up. No, choke a little higher. There's more sticking out of the bottom of your hands than the top.
It's really heavy.
You look like a tool.
Hell missile hanging out. You look like Greg Biggio. You ever seen Greg Biggio in Houston? His hat's always crooked. It's too big for him. Here's a ball. Move your helmet, dick. God, this guy.
My ear flap would get in the way of my vision.
Your head. Yeah, and you swing and a beak come down over your nose.
Sorry, this is for the older kids. It's only helmets
yeah, that's
we
all
had
we
before. Jack's Hammer only gave us $20 for shirts, guys. Give me a break, all right? I'm the one supporting this goddamn team. Did you get your effing jackets? Does it say your names on it? Then back off. I collect garbage from your house, you little crap.
We're getting some great instant feedback. Vinny from the Bronx. Every time I... Jason from River Edge. What about the father that would get into an argument and get thrown out of a freaking Little League game?
We had a brawl after a game.
Really?
The coaches got in a fight with one another. And my dad is like 75, was on top of the guy. He had him down. I swear to God, we were just hanging out. And all of a sudden you heard like the ladies go, Oh my God, you turn around and you see these kids fighting. Also, it's the coaches. Boy, you stick you want to start knocking the crap out of one another. And then my dad had some guy down, and they would just knock the crap because just, I don't know, maybe they didn't like her. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, you know you suck when, you know you can't hit when the parents cheer when you hit a foul ball. You know, you're like, yeah.
There you go.
All right, man. There you go. Good one. Good one.
I wish I could even do that.
Oh,
I had one hit.
Bad?
I had one hit to right field. I closed my eyes and swung, and I lucked out.
How are we going to play now?
Who are you to challenge in wiffle ball, then?
It's a wiffle ball. I can do wiffle ball. I can't do, you know, baseballs coming at me. I got over it. This is when I was like 10, 11, 12 years old.
Oh, man.
Here's a quote. When you lose the game, We'll get them next time.
Yeah, yeah, get them next time.
Lots of instant feedback coming in. Josh from Wantagh, what about the mesh hats that you couldn't crease and the Joe Fish Market sponsors on the back of the jerseys? Dan from Massapequa, they're all coming from Long Island now. Little League was the reason why I wound up playing Dungeons & Dragons. I always loved when the star player forgot his mitt or stirrups, and the coach would tell the bench warmer to give up his stuff to the star player. That's so true,
That's
man.
That's a great one.
Let's see. We always made fun of the kid who couldn't get cleats and always wore the basketball shoes.
And they were always like green.
Yeah, yeah.
Some crazy color.
Radio Pimp writes, what about the courage clap whenever a kid went down and got hurt? The best is when there are extra players and they send you to deep center field. You end up standing so far back that you're in the parking lot.
I had a kid named Diarmid on my block.
Diarmid.
D-I-A-R-M-U-I-D. And no one for some reason could pronounce his name. I swear to God, I'm not making this up. So the coach would call him Diarmid. And my mom called him Diarmid. I swear to God.
Diarmid?
Yeah, we're on Kent Avenue Memorial. And Diarmid's in left field. And the coach going, Diarmid, move back! Diarmid, pay attention. I swear to my mother. And this big fat lady goes, don't you swear in front of these goddamn kids. Who are you?
Goddamn.
It's a goddamn I made up. I threw it in there. I'm not going to lie to you. And he turns around and is like, it's the kid's name, lady. Diarmid, move in.
I think we played for the same Little League organization, man.
Yeah,
it was out on Long Island. They were all the same.
Babe Ruth, right?
After you hit a foul ball. Good cut. Straighten it out next time.
Yeah, straighten out. Thanks, straighten hot out shot.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's that easy? Dan from Seaford, how about the sadistic coach that puts you at first base to gain confidence? 5 errors in 1 inning.
I pitched once to like 3 batters in a
thing. Oh, the pit. Yeah, the
I
pitch.
I walked 2
bad
guys and 1 guy knocked the daylights out of it. I almost started crying. I was such a fairy. I pretended my arm hurt, and
faggy.
I never pitched again, ever.
We got a guy that played Little League with you on line 4.
Yeah?
Let's talk to Charlie. Charlie, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, Jimmy?
I already know who this is. What's up,
Charlie,
Hammer?
Charlie Brosha, man.
What's up, Hammer?
Not much. What are you up to?
Hey, what?
Who was the Babe Ruth on our team, man?
Who was a Babe Ruth? In the younger years, I was a Babe Ruth.
By the 4th or 5th inning,
like
he was bombed.
He'd come back in the 3rd inning. Game over? What are we doing?
The car ride home.
What do you say we call it? Rain's coming.
He's critiquing your playing. You're just smelling like dad beer breath. Like, oh, God, dad beer breath.
He's on
God
the wrong little league team. Come on, Jimbo. Keep your eye on the ball.
He's on field 5.
Yeah,
you're over
keep
field
your eye
2.
On the ball.
Yeah, I look like my little bastard for a second. We all look the same, you little S's. A couple more here. Remember when you lost, the team would chant 2-4-6-8, who do we appreciate?
Oh, I hated
and
that.
And then the team name. Yeah, I effing appreciate getting my ass kicked. Now take me to Dairy Queen.
You'd have to high five or like shake hands as the line goes by, and one kid would put in a you suck.
Yep.
Spit on the hand.
Spit.
Hey, you guys suck.
Shut up.
Spit on the hand. Yeah, right. I'm going to shake hands.
See you in school, dick.
I'm going to rub my own junk before I shake your hand, man. It's like he's giving me a handy. It's the same
smell
thing.
It. Smell it.
I'm going to give myself stink finger. Watch, man.
I got a long innie, too, bro. Jay from Nutley. How about the fat catcher who sweated from the car ride to the game?
Yeah, but you loved when he came. Oh, great. John's here, man.
Or the kid who wore jeans in practice. Mm. All right.
Hee-haw.
Another memory. Thanks, bro.
Yeah.
Matt, what's up?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey.
Hey, Opie, did I hear you say you could play softball? I mean, you couldn't play softball, but you
first of all, we're talking about, regular baseball.
Oh, so you can't play baseball, but you could play wiffle ball? As in the wiffle ball bat challenge?
Oh, yeah.
that old gag.
You're reaching. You know when one of the listeners has a good little jab at one another, we laugh. We laugh heartily at it. It just didn't cut it. There you go. You got a little...
Excuse me, but I do believe that sucked ass.
Yeah. Cartman
grab
has
on
spoken.
To the raft!
Wiffle.
Can we see your stuff?
Oh, what's that?
Easy. Can we see your stuff? Can we see your stuff? Guys, I'm... Shut up, you ass. All right, I get it, Ed. I get it. I would choke the chicken in front of everybody.
Really?
This one's sick. Dan from Manhattan. What about the one gay coach with no wife, no children, that always had the really good kids over his house for a pool party at the end of the year?
Come on, I'm taking you all out for pizza.
Years later, you found out he was the town drunk and molester.
You were from Lawrence.
Huh?
Do you like having your back rubbed?
Those men wanted to have sex with me.
Yes. All right, we got to take a break.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
This one's for the kids.
The kids out there.
Yeah, because you guys know that I do a lot of elementary schools. I do. I like to come in, sing some cute little songs to the
great.
Kids.
Sure.
You and Barney.
One thing I feel is that... I really need to stress to the kids that they can be anything they want when they grow up. And I tell them, no, I'm serious. They can be doctors or lawyers or whatever. And I say it's fun to use your imagination. So I tell the kids that they...
If I could be a superhero, I'd be immigration dude. I'd send all the foreigners back to their homes for eating up all of our food and taking our welfare and best jobs to boot, like landscaping, dishwashing, picking our fruit. I'd pass a lot of laws to get rid of their brood, 'cause I'd be immigration dude.
And then I have the kids imagine what superhero they would be. They could be any superhero.
If you could be a superhero, would you be Justice Guy? Making sure people get what they deserve, especially women who lie. Like if a wife left her husband with three kids and no job to run off to Hawaii with some doctor named Bob, you could skin them and drain them of blood so they die. Especially Bob. Then you would be Justice Guy. Or you could be more subtle. I didn't mean to be vague. Give her the mad cow disease. Let him die of immigration, too.
Then I have the kids imagine what superhero they would be. They could be any superhero.
If you could be a superhero, would you be Justice Guy? Making sure people get what they deserve, especially women who lie. Like if a wife left her husband with three kids and no job to run off to Hawaii with some doctor named Bob, you could skin them and drain them of blood so they die. Especially Bob. Then you would be Justice Guy. Or you could be more subtle. I didn't mean to be vague. Give her the mad cow disease. Let him die of the plague. As long as they suffered for their horrible lie, especially Bob, then you would be Justice Guy. Yes, then you would be a superhero like me.
Steven Lynch!
Opie and Anthony Show.
It's like listening to Corky and Karen Quinlan.
Opie and Anthony.
I'd rather hear my penis in a vice than listen to those two.
The Opie and Anthony Show. Opie and Anthony Show. 102.7 WNEW. All right,
let's move on with the giant mosquito, I believe, is next.
Anyway, what else is going on in Queens? It seems to be like, instead of the flu bug, we've got a mosquito going around killing people.
Whoa, there he is. Oh, giant mosquito seen crossing the Triborough Bridge. Whoa.
giant mosquito. You're convinced it's one mosquito, and they're trying to find this one mosquito.
No, what I meant was there's a bunch of mosquitoes under one breed. So, giant mosquito breed.
Next thing you know, he's going to say there's a bunch of chinks running away.
Can you name all the different mosquito breeds?
Yeah.
I know I can look at pictures of them and
yeah, pictures are good.
I look at pictures.
Whoa.
He has the going on his centerfold.
All right, listen.
Field and Stream.
All right, listen. This gets really good. I'm going to have to, let's let the tape ride.
All right.
Here we go. The giant mosquito in Queens, killing people.
Anyway, what else is going on in Queens? It seems to be like, instead of the flu bug, we got a mosquito going around killing people. Apparently, it affects your immune system and your brain. It inflames. It's called, I can't even pronounce this.
Here it goes.
Encephalitis. Anyway, it's a mosquito.
Encephalitis.
Look at that heart attack.
Encephalitis.
I don't know.
Encephalitis.
It's Homer Simpson, everyone. Did you figure out how to say that word?
I couldn't pronounce it.
Try again.
I need the word in front of me to pronounce it.
All right, someone give him the word.
Oh, no,
I'm sure it's in the newspaper.
Dude, I was laughing so hard, I just started dry heaving.
Giant mosquito.
Are you?
Yeah.
Giant mosquito. Look for the giant mosquito story. Rick eagerly looking for the giant mosquito story.
I can't even pronounce this. Encephalitis. Anyway, it's a mosquito. All right, I got it.
All right, you got the word in front of you.
All right, go ahead. Spaz has the word in front of him. Third death feared from?
Encephalitis.
That's my sister's name. Encephalitis, you get your ass over here. Your sister spatula and Lavar is inside. Encephalitis.
Bill, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
You know, I was driving home down the southern state, and, you know, I saw the big mosquito behind me chasing me. I got really scared. I sped up, but he came up alongside me, and he just wowed me. I couldn't believe it. He had a big KKK dog T-shirt on. I was crashed. I couldn't believe it. I was shocked.
Very good.
That'll shock you.
Thank you, Bill. All right. All right, let's get back into the giant mosquito story.
And it inflames the outer layer of your brain.
That's what happens.
The mosquito is carrying. In severe cases, these are some of the symptoms you may get. Severe headaches, muscle aches, high fever, stiff neck, disorientation. Then you go into a coma, have a couple of tremors, a convulsion or two. Then you're in paralysis and then could die.
Coincidentally enough, the same thing that happens when listening to K-Talk. You sure you didn't get bit by this mosquito? Scott Herman's in here, our boss. Scott, have you been listening to the audition tape of K-Dog?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you're missing all the fun today.
Oh, can I hear it?
I'm a little scared to play it for you because we want our jobs. We don't want you taking K-Dog and putting him in our time slot.
I'm crying. I'm laughing so hard. All right, let's get back to the tape.
That these are the symptoms that people infected have been showing. And so all throughout yesterday, residents of Queens were being sprayed with bug spray.
The residents are being sprayed.
What?
Wait, they're spraying like sumps and stagnant pools of water and brush, not the people.
Damn you! It's a madhouse!
So you think they're just running around with this spray and spraying people as they're going about their business?
Super soakers full of DDT.
No, there were tables set up with like officers in like that, you know, outbreak suit, and they had the cut. They had like cutter and off. They were just spraying people as they walked by the table. That's the picture I saw.
Oh my God! If I just cracked his head open right now, would I be charged with anything, or would it be a public service?
This is scary.
All right, frightening. Listen.
All right, hold on. Let's get back to it.
And so all throughout yesterday, residents of Queens were being sprayed with bug spray. Now, actually, there are ways to prevent yourself from getting hit with this mosquito in Queens.
Hit with this mosquito.
There, he tried to say, what's the word? Encephalitis.
It's like you're from another country, you know?
I'm going to pee myself, I swear to God.
Encephalitis, where's Bactine? Where's your sister Bactine?
It's still a giant mosquito at this point, Ant.
Yes.
One large giant mosquito.
Thank God they're spraying the residents of Queens.
That's walking around with bug spray.
Spraying the residents. In Queens, wear long sleeve shirts, long pants, socks when outdoors. Use insect repellent that includes DEET. DEET. Avoid outdoor activity from dusk till dawn. Remove water from cars and jars, because that's where mosquitoes lay their eggs, and, you know, settled water. And check your home for tight-fitting screens and doors. Much like the rules of going out there in the summer, you know, don't wear heavy clothing, don't run 100-degree heat. This is common sense, people. Follow it.
What? Wait a minute. You're telling people to follow common sense?
Yeah. Yeah, to do this. I am stupefied, man.
What?
It's common sense, people. Follow it.
Yes. All right, let's move on here. People should know these things anyway, but of course we got morons on the TV and like me on the radio right now.
That's true.
Telling you all the preventing causes to do. Anyway, we're going to get right back to music, and we're going to kick it off, actually, with a bit of Renz Rammstein
with Du Hast.
Yeah. Anyway, we got some more news all the way. We're going to talk sports after this next song break. There's Du Hast. There, WICR. We'll be great. New ground. That was good. I hit the note. You know, I hit the post.
Right? That's a nice segue from encephalitis, don't you think so?
Encephalitis.
People okay. Saying, stop, I can't see, I'm laughing so hard. Please stop.
Boy, you're stupid. I never knew there was somebody that couldn't speak, speaks worse than me. I can't even say to our router. At least I can say encephalitis. Encephalitis. It comes from a mosquito. A bunch of mosquitoes. Not a big giant mosquito, you fucking idiot. I get a gay dog. And Eddie's words from Toronto. Encephalitis. Ain't that right, Maggie? I can't even speak. I can say it. The idiot's got the word spelled out right in front of him. One of the few diseases that are spelled phonetically. No wonder I got so far in radio. Mushmouth over here, say he's got a gig in a business. You're probably some poor sap somewhere in the Midwest. Got a booming voice. Sounds like a testicles the size of hoppity hops. Could be doing voiceover, making millions of dollars. Never got a chance to go on the radio. And we got a Swiss cheesehead. He's got a gig. He's got a gig, my gig. The Mets losing is a heartbreaker. This is a heartbreaker. I'm ready to quit the business. I'm going to become a speech therapist. Might as well. What the hell? If this tool can be a DJ, it's a bad game.
That's right, Doc. I'm hanging out with the dogs, Mad Dog and Cake Dog.
Mad Dog and Cake Dog on the fan. Can you remember that, the fan? Hey, it's a K-Dog on, hey, where the hell am I? Oh, yeah, the fan.
All right, we're in the middle of K-Dog's sports break here. Mad Dog.
What next, Martian soccer? What are you going to comment on? Something on his planet? Or your home planet of Tatooine? Wherever the hell you're from? You're a freaking alien. He's got to be. He can't be from Earth. Listen to him.
He's from the same planet that brings you the giant mosquito.
Giant mosquito? It's a big swarm of mosquitoes, you friggin' idiot. Making it sound like there's one mosquito with a derby and a cigar sticking out of his mouth. Rousted people for change.
That dog, would you like...
Him and his partner in Cephalitis, the black guy.
All right, well, let's take a break. We'll be back. Give us a call. 212-757.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Hello, Lamb Chop.
I'm free. I'm free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty. I'm free at last.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about? I thought you liked Sherry Lewis.
Ding dong, the witch is dead.
What do you mean by that?
Thank God.
Why do you sound so bitter? She gave you your break in showbiz.
You'd be bitter, too, if you had a hand up your... for 20 years. She wouldn't even take me off when she went to the bathroom, if you catch my drift.
Ah, come on.
No, and then she thought it was cute calling me lamb chop. That's like calling a cow meatloaf, sadistic bitch. I was the whole act and she knew it. We hated each other. She sucked. Oh, she's real creative. I've listened to that for 20 years. Creative. I'm a suck. Good thing she didn't have a condom in her hand when she thought me up. Things would look a little different. Hey, her lips moved when she talked. What kind of crap is that? It's supposed to be a ventriloquist, and your mouth is moving like Monica Lewinsky's. I'm a 45-cent sock from Woolworth that she made a fortune off of, and I didn't get dick.
Laptop, what's in your future?
Oh, I'm going to be in a couple of new films.
Yeah?
That lamb chop sucks a big and shove your fist in and my career's flying, that bitch.
All right, lamb chop, I better let you go more and some more.
All right, bye-bye, kids, bye.
All right, it's lamb chop, everyone.
Opie,
you guys are Dodd,
and Anthony.
Wait 2 minutes. We'll say something really dumb.
Let's bring in the incest couch.
1027 WNEW.
Hey, this is Earl from the Opie and Anthony Show. We are here at Victor's House of Music, 762 Route 17 North in Paramus, New Jersey. We're only going to be here for a few more minutes handing out wow stickers and your last chance to win tickets to Saturday's sold-out Opie and Anthony Bikini Softball Game. Again, we're at Victor's House of Music, 762 Route 17 North in Paramus, New Jersey, and we hope to see you there.
Opie,
you guys are Dodd,
and Anthony.
Wait 2 minutes. We'll say something really dumb.
Let's bring in the incest couch.
127. The Opie and Anthony Show. WNEW.
With the Opie and Anthony Show.
Yes.
212-757-1027, Anthony.
Well, let's get to sex, Opie. Not personally, this letter. Dear Abby, my second husband, Peter, it's not his real name, they have it in quotation marks. Peter is overly protective of our daughter, Joy. Joy is 15, very pretty and popular with both girls and boys. Now, I'm not... My second husband, Peter, overly protective of my daughter, Joy. Okay. All right, it's not like it's their daughter. So it is the stepfather. She's 15, very pretty, popular with girls and boys. Joy has no contact with her biological father. She calls Peter dad. I bet she calls him daddy.
I smell vermin, Poontang.
The problem is Peter feels that if Joy kisses or holds hands with a boy, she should tell him. all about it right away.
Oh, you're very naughty. Yeah. Is she happy with her large boobs?
Yes.
Joy understands the facts of life. She says she's not interested in sex. She wants to go to college and doesn't want to end up with a baby and have no life. That's like her. She's obligated to tell her parents that. She wants to go to college. She's not interested in sex, but she's going to college. Sorry. You're going to be having sex. Joy and I feel Peter is wrong not to trust her. I've mentioned this to friends. They say that if he doesn't trust her, he'll lose her respect and she'll pull away. They have a close relationship now, and I'd hate to see it ruined. Recently, Joy had friends over for a party, and she did kiss a boy. This is getting so hot. When Peter found out, he had a fit and said she lied to him because she didn't tell him right away. This is sick! This is sick! Joy and I feel that if it's none of his business. She didn't do anything wrong. I've told her she can talk to me anytime about anything, and she says she will. She also said she thinks it would be better for her to meet her male friends at her girlfriend's house so her stepfather won't question her every time a boy comes to our house. There's another ploy. You can't get railed in your house. Oh, yeah. We're going over my friend's house. I said no to that. Smart mom. What do you think, Abby? Abby says your husband's not overprotective. He's preoccupation with his stepdaughter. Interest in boys is unhealthy. Peter may be jealous and may fantasize about having sex with Joy. Wow, Abby's right on this one. Or he may remember how he used girls when he was a teen. Ask your daughter if Peter has ever approached her in a sexual way and made her promise to keep her mouth shut. Oh, Abby's already accusing him. And I agree. You're a guy. You're in a relationship, and it's not your daughter, but you got this hot little teen piece of ass running around the house. And you know she's probably, you know, running around in the panties and stuff, little T-shirt. She doesn't get dutied up in a suit of armor to go to the fridge for some iced tea. And there's Peter, you know. Hey, Joy, how you doing? Hey, Joy, that's nice panties you're wearing there.
You got to leave that up to the mom.
He's a human being, so obviously he wants to have sex with this girl. And just the fact that he wants her to tell him all this stuff in detail.
So then where did he stick it, Joy? How many times did he stick you?
Jesus. Oh, but you know, he's a guy. These women are ignorant. If they're thinking that their second husbands, when they have these teen daughters running around, aren't looking at your daughters. If you're a mom out there right now, you have a teen daughter, and she's looking hot, and you have a second husband that isn't this girl's father, he is absolutely, and this is in every case 100%, I'm not leaving out anybody, he absolutely is fantasizing about having sex with your daughter, period. Every guy. I don't care how many calls we get from women saying, no, my guy isn't like that. He absolutely is fantasizing about having sex with your hot teen daughter. And so are we in this studio right now with your teen daughter. Olsen twin.
Let's go to Bob. Bob, what's up?
Anthony, you got to shut the hell up, man. You're blowing it for all of us.
What's the matter? You got a teen stepdaughter?
Turned 16. She's quite the young lady. And, you know, you got to walk.
Does she walk around in her panties?
Oh, does
she? See? Every guy.
And how does mommy look?
Mommy's not so bad either.
Mommy's not so bad, but daughter 16.
And don't even go near the three-way. Yeah.
Now you got a 16-year-old version of the chick that you're banging.
You know what's
great.
Better.
Because that's what
better.
It boils down to, Opie. These guys now have a 16-year-old version of the girl that he's banging.
I believe they call that mini-vag.
Mini-vag.
You're missing the best part.
You ever seen Poison Ivy?
Yeah.
Girls at this age have sleepovers.
Yeah, and they run around in their panties and stuff. They don't know it. They don't know what they're doing.
Oh, God, you can control yourself over your daughter and your stepdaughter, but when you see these other little ones running around, holy crap.
Right.
Hey, at least, that ain't right.
Bob, at least you're honest. Because I know a bunch of guys will call up and go, you guys are out of your gourd.
They're lying.
All right, man. Thank you.
Talk to you.
Bye.
They're watching it, and they know. Like, they're parading around
another
in
guy,
front of these
another
guys.
Guy pissed off at you. Wayne?
What?
Yo, man.
What's the matter?
You guys going to ruin it.
What, you a stepdad?
No, but I got friends who are stepdads, and, you know, their girlfriend's daughters are pretty hot.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy tells me I've seen this girl, man. I mean,
we're not ruining
she's like 15 years old. I mean, and she's a hottie. I mean, this guy tells me she runs around in her little panties and stuff.
See?
That lays across his bed and stuff. I mean,
Daddy,
you know,
I'm going to go lay out back in the yard and do some sunning. I'm going to lay out in the sun. Daddy, could you rub some suntan lotion on my back?
Poison Ivy.
Marsha! Marsha! Yeah, that guy, that was probably the one exception to the rule. Homo Mike Brady. Greg?
Yeah, Peter.
Greg, Peter? Right. Can I rub some suntan lotion on your genitals?
Hey, Lisa.
Hey, guys, you suck.
Why?
No, let me ask you. I'm on a second marriage, mm-hmm. and I have a teenage daughter now from my first. However, when I married my
Let's okay. slow down. How old is your teenage daughter?
Now she's 13.
Oh.
All right, just budding.
You are disgusting.
Yes, I am. Don't ever forget it.
Seems to be an authority on teen girls, so.
Yeah.
My husband and I were married, however, my second husband, when my daughter was 7.
Oh.
Is that because he's been around so long that he's not looking at her in that way?
No, I'm saying he will. You know, is she blossoming at this point?
Yeah.
Yeah?
A little.
And
yeah.
Is she dressing provocatively or maybe walking around the house with panties and bra on or something?
Not while I'm home.
Not while you're home. I don't think it makes any difference, even if she was 7 at the time you guys hooked up. Once she really starts looking womanly, he's going to look at her sexually. I'm not saying anything's going to happen. I'm not saying 100% of the guys will act on this. I'm saying 100% of the guys will look at that girl sexually. And I'm basing this on fact, the fact that I would. That's the fact. You know why? Because a lot of people come out and say this, and like you get these really stuffy conservative guys, and they're ranting and raving about this kind of thing because they're so hung up because they would do it. I'm admitting, yeah, I would look and go, holy crap, what a hot piece of ass.
What if you were around for a while now, and you looked at her as a little girl, and you were there, you know,
doesn't
holding
that?
Her hand through the chicken pox, the school plays, all this stuff.
Yeah, chicken pox.
It's you are such a barber.
It's kind of like the Ashley twins. We all saw them when they were little. And now we look and they're getting hotter.
No, the Ashley you weren't living in the same house. And
God damn.
What? It doesn't matter. Let's say maybe not at 13, or but when she starts, you know, 16, 17, he'll look over. You know why? It ain't blood. Ain't he'll blood, no matter what. So he's going to look.
Great. So then when he wants to have pool parties with the girls, I should say no.
No, say yes, and no. I'll give you my number. Hold on.
All right, Lisa.
You suck. Take care.
Yes.
Guys. Yeah, man. You're,
yes.
Man, you're really pissing off a lot of people today.
I speak the truth, Opie.
You're pissing off people.
Speak the truth.
Here's Dave. Dave, what's up?
They lay out in that bathing suit. It's all over, Johnny.
Dave.
Dave, you got to stop.
What's the matter?
You're ruining it now because in the future for me, my stepdaughter is 7.
Yeah.
My wife just looked at me, and I started laughing as I was listening to you guys.
Well, you got like 8-9 good years until she can really start persecuting you.
What can I say? Dave? Dave? We're losing Dave.
People get pissed when they hear the truth. That's what it is. When we've thrown things out 1,000 times on this show, and when there's not too much truth to it, we don't get much flack. When the truth smacks them in the face, they get upset. All of a sudden, your daughter starts wearing maybe a little more makeup. Maybe she's got that body glitter on. All of a sudden, your new husband comes home, and he's got the body glitter on him. Doug, I was helping her.
What? You guys are sick, Anthony. What's the matter with you?
Why? What's the problem?
You get excited looking at sperm pretty soon?
Where does that come into it?
Anthony Polanski, your new name is.
I'm not talking about that.
No, seriously. You can literally say...
You missed the boat on that,
16-year-old.
Doug, you missed the boat on that, though, because...
I know what you guys are talking about.
It's not gay, so he wouldn't be looking at sperm. He would be looking at the ovaries.
Ovum,
right.
I'm looking at the egg cells.
I'm going to go shave, take a shower, and then listen to myself on the...
Hey, when you look at an ovum, can you tell if it's going to be hot?
Yes, midway through, it's a journey through the fallopian tube, Opie. I could tell.
Yeah? Let's go to Adam.
Adam, what's up?
Yo, I was 23. I went out with this chick who was 14 years older than me, had a 16-year-old piece of ass daughter, looked just like her with bigger boobs.
Okay.
This girl used to take me out in the pool with her, or I'd be swimming in the pool after work. Her mother was a workaholic. She'd be at work till 9 o'clock at night. Just see me and her hanging out at the pool. She'd wear a bikini.
Yeah.
Nice, man.
I bet.
I didn't know what to do, man. She had my head spinning.
But you definitely had the urges, right?
Oh, my God.
That's all Anthony is trying to say. It doesn't mean you acted on him or whatever.
He hit the nail on the head. I can't deny it. I don't think anybody can.
All right. Thank you, Adam.
All right.
I saw the hottest sonogram the other day. Swear to God. So hot. Chick was shaved.
Was it the centerfold?
I think.
What
was a centerfold sonogram?
What makes a sonogram hot?
Oh, come on. If you don't know, I don't have to tell you.
All right, we got Sarah. Sarah has a stepdad. Sarah?
I'm going to kill you guys.
What's the matter?
How am I supposed to look at my stepdad the same ever again?
Hey, it's just what's going on in his head. I'm not saying that anyone's going to act on it. I'm just saying the fantasy and the thoughts and him looking at your ass as you walk past is happening. It's going to happen. How old are you?
21.
Oh, well, geez, you could have sex with him.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Does he look at you?
When did he become your stepdad?
A couple years ago.
Oh, God, that's a guarantee.
Great. You don't understand. My boyfriend was saying the exact same thing the other day.
That's great. When you come into a relationship with a woman and you get two for the price of one. Because that's what you get, especially with somebody who's 20 or 21 years old over the legal age. Hey, yeah, sure, I'll move in. Two chicks.
Sarah, do you...
Does he like to hug you?
No, I never touch him ever.
Sarah, do you remember any times where you were just a little lazy and you had your panties on, maybe a T-shirt, no bra, and you just wanted ice cream, and you're like, it's my stepdad.
I always put a bra on just because he's not my real dad.
You always put a what on?
A real bra.
Oh, great. Just a bra?
No.
And that stepfather, Anthony?
Yeah.
Mike Francesa.
Mike Francesa, yes. He loves the young chicks.
You guys are sick.
That's a hot one, Maggie. Where'd you pick that one up? How could you get away with it? I don't understand. She walks past you in her bra and panties. You got to take a look, Maggie.
Do you have your hot friends over?
No. I always wear my jacket before I go out, so he can't see what I'm wearing.
Maggie, what's she hiding in her snatch panties?
All right, now I'm going to go home and look at him, and what am I supposed to think?
Hi, Dad. You're not supposed to think anything, but now you know what he's thinking.
Oh, God, I'm never wearing anything. Oh, my God.
Well, don't do that.
No, you're going to want to wear a winter coat around the house.
Sarah?
I think so.
Sarah, check your room for little pinholes maybe in the door.
Oh, my God. Check
the bathroom for little, pinholes.
When you're having a discussion with your stepdad, does he keep eye contact or does he start looking down?
Have you ever seen him look at your boobs when he's talking to you?
Never.
Yes, you have, haven't you?
No, I haven't noticed,
Yes.
We're
looking at your boobs right now through the camera that your stepdad's installed in your room.
Oh, I'm not in my room. Shut up.
Yes, you are.
now are sick.
Check your room. Check your room.
Oh, my God. I hope... God.
Is your mom hot?
She's all right.
Ah, see, that makes it even easier.
What? Please tell me. No. Do you have friends that are stepfathers?
What does your mom's body look like?
She's okay for an older woman.
All right, a little chubby, huh?
No, older women get chubby. A little bit, not really.
Does her body look like there's a midget living inside trying to punch its way out?
All right, now you need to stop.
I love that analogy.
You're so cool, Opie.
That's my favorite analogy of all time.
If I was the stepdad, I would be at the surveillance store. Her room would look like a 7-Eleven with the cameras. I swear to God. Monitors in the control room. Just be looking.
got a camera three. She's heading to the bathroom. Camera three.
Oh, great. Now I'm going to go home and, like, search through everything. You guys, thank you for making me paranoid.
Did he accidentally walk in on you ever in the bathroom?
No.
Oops,
God, no.
I accidentally fell into the lock with this lockpick. And...
All right, guys, I'm not going to do this anymore.
All right. Jack? Stepdad cam on the web.
Doug, what's up?
Hey, listen, I wanted to know if you guys think it works the same way with stepmoms.
I don't know. Maybe we should get some...
No.
No?
No, not 100%. I'm sure there's a few. But yeah, no,
stepmoms, not.
Men, much different than women. Look into it, Doug.
Well, my father's wife is pretty hot, and I want to bang her, so I was wondering if...
yeah, approach her. I'm sure that won't F the whole relationship up. That's cool. Sure, that's great.
Hey, well, you know.
Let's go bang. All right, thanks, Doug. Let's go to Frank. Frank, what's up?
Yo, man, I have a client that's totally smoking, and her daughter is just as smoking. And I train them both sometimes at the same time.
Yeah.
You train
talk about,
them?
Oh, my.
What are you, a trainer?
Yeah.
Okay.
That dude, you're right. When the apple doesn't fall that far from the tree, there's a good reason why, baby.
Mm. All right.
You know, you just want to bite it.
Well, you're just a guy, a trainer. Of course you're going to be all hot for it.
Well,
we're talking about the stepdad.
Don't stare at it. Eat it.
Stepdad.
Hey. Whatever's good for the gander.
Thank you.
Stepdad.
They're coming out of the woodwork. Andy.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, man.
All right. Now, see, here's a guy that's in this situation. Andy, you're what, 34?
34.
You have a girlfriend, and she has a 19-year-old daughter?
She's 36, and the daughter's 19.
19, 30.
And she has her friends over
6,
on Friday
wow.
studying, you know, schoolwork. You kidding me? I take every look I can take.
God damn, your girlfriend got that womb out of the wrapper and put it right to use, huh?
You're not kidding. And
16?
It's absolutely right. I mean, I'm not going to lie.
You look at her, right?
I take peeks at her friends. I mean, I'm like thinking of her as my old lady, as just 20 years younger almost.
See? She kind of looks like her.
Exactly. She has the same red eyes, kind of like red hair.
And red eyes?
No. Red hair, green eyes.
Got to get him off that heroin. Red hair. Red eyes, green hair. It's amazing.
Nah, but you understand, you jackass.
Hey, Andy, yeah. I got to ask the question. When you're having sex with your wife,
yeah.
Do you ever think of your stepdaughter?
Yes.
Oh!
So you fantasize about the stepdaughter when you're banging your girlfriend?
Absolutely.
Hey, fabulous.
What are you kidding me? Of course. She's got less wrinkles, less weight.
Oh, my God.
She doesn't need a tummy tuck yet. I mean, she's natural. Whereas the other one is trying to, you know, high maintenance, going to the gym. The other one's home doing the studying, coming home from school work.
This guy,
he's the perfect example. This is going on, I'm telling you.
Oh, my God.
What's the most provocative thing you've ever seen from your 19-year-old stepdaughter or stepgirlfriend thing?
Well, we have a pool during the summer, barbecues.
Bet you do, yeah.
And she has her friends over, and the amount of friends, and her friends are some of the hottest piece of crap, you know, asses you can see.
Sure.
And, I mean, what normal, sane guy would not take a look at that?
That's the point. If you're a normal guy, that's what you're going to be looking at. You'd be abnormal if you weren't looking at that.
And, Andy, I assume you're not acting on it. You're not, you know, asking her about her sexploits or anything like that.
No, but, I mean, to be a voyeur is to be normal.
Right. Okay.
To be a guy.
Thank you, Andy.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Zach, checking in now. I want a divorce so I can remarry a chick with a hot daughter.
Jim, what's going on?
What's going on, guys? There's only one thing better than a mom with a teenage daughter.
Yeah.
That's a mom that has a teenage daughter and the mother works a 3-to-11 shift.
Oh.
Because now you got the teenager from 3:05 to 10:55 just banging your knob like she owes you something. Take it easy, guys.
What an idiot.
Woody Allen says, I don't see the problem here. You're 100% right.
Rich, what's up?
Yeah, what's up? How you doing, ONA?
Good.
I have a situation where I have a 14-year-old stepdaughter in the house, and she's just starting to bud. She's like from German descent, and she's just like real voluptuous. And she's just starting to, you know, get into boys. And the way she acts around me, it just drives me up a wall. So I really have to distance myself from her, and I think a mother at this point in time, you know, because it's, you know, Nassau County is very strict on things like this. And, you know, there's only so far you can go.
So
what the hell are you... Oh, man. That's just sick.
Thank you, Rich.
Yeah, yeah.
I wanted to move on, but the phones have just exploded. There's a lady. It happened to her.
It happened to her.
Yeah, we got to take a break. We'll continue on this track for a little while, and we'll move on to something else, okay?
All right.
Tommy on line three. My stepdaughter is really hot. I think she's on to me.
I think she's on to me. What are you doing?
Oh, my God. It's getting ugly on the phones. We'll
yes.
be back.
2-1. More girls, more gooder.
Hookers for everyone.
You want it.
Opie, F for me.
No longer will our penises remain flaccid and unused.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
1027 WNEW.
All right, we got to get right back to the phones. 212-757-1027. The phones have exploded. Anthony, one of us. We hashed this real fast.
Well, we were going through Dear Abby, of course.
And it turns out,
got a letter from this woman who has a second husband who is very interested in her daughter her daughter's sexual exploits. Girl's 15 years old. And it just got us thinking and got me saying that this is commonplace. If you're in a relationship with a guy, you're a lady out there, and you have a teenage daughter, and you get some guy into your house, a stepfather for your little girl, if that girl starts looking hot, he's going to be looking at her ass and her boobs and just looking at her in a sexual manner. 100%.
You'll be a woman.
Yes.
I don't just stare at it, eat it.
Oh,
I'm
playing.
I'm Big Dick Black.
Yeah, and the phones have exploded.
Because, you know, usually you could say the majority of or almost all to cover yourself. I'm saying 100% of stepfathers that have hot stepdaughters are at least looking at them in a sexual way.
Tommy, what's going on?
Hey, none. Yeah, man, when about 5 years ago when I got married, when she was only around 12 or 13 or so, you know, the little T-shirts, the panties with no bra, you know, with the little sprouties coming up.
Jesus.
But now, as she got older, oh, my God, full C's and all this and the tight pants, you know, the styles that they wear now with the belly shirts and everything
right.
else. So, you know, I'm looking, but I think she's on to me. She, like, backs out of the room when she's in the room. She won't let me walk behind her and stuff like that. And so only... Only woman I've ever lived with in my life that wears two bras to bed, not just one.
Look at that. We're giving...
you know, the regular bra and the sports bra.
We're giving these stepdads a forum today to confess. They've been holding these feelings inside for so long.
Yep.
Right, but I
now
just got to make it clear that, you know, Anthony, you're right. I would never act on it. You know, it's been going on 5 years, but
yeah,
I'm
don't
looking
get me
like
wrong.
Crazy. You know, I'm totally looking.
And then she brings her friends over.
Oh, yeah.
It's a whole mess.
And the vacation and the bikinis.
All right.
See?
All right, Tommy.
Look, he's all excited.
A lot of people thinking that we're saying that they act on it. No,
that's
not
the point we're making.
No. Some do.
Some do.
But I'm saying all of them look.
At least
take a look and go,
yeah,
good God. Fred, what's up?
Not much. You think those guys got a problem? I got a bigger problem.
All right.
My 13-year-old stepdaughter, her mother's a 42 double D. She's a D now, and she's 13. Walking around in half shirts.
Half shirts, right?
Uh-huh.
And you're just getting little urges, right?
It's not even that. Then she has, like the other guy was saying, sleepovers. I got to go to the bar. I can't even stay in the damn house.
You got to get out.
If I stayed in there, it's barely legal magazine in a bathroom. I can't even walk out. But she already knows what I'm thinking.
Yeah, you don't want to bring home the barely legal magazine when you're a stepdad. Imagine that. The wife finds that one. What is this? Oh, you read it for the article.
Right.
barely legal.
All right, Fred, thanks for admitting it today.
All right, later.
They're coming out of the woodwork. Let's go to Antonio. Antonio.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey.
Anthony is so right. You know, my ex-girlfriend's stepdad bought her implants, and he used to look at them and tell her she looks great. He used to ask her weird questions like, are we having sex? Are we having sex? She used to tell me all this stuff that the stepdad asked. And it was his idea to get the implants. I was like, yo, this guy's knucklehead. He's nuts.
He got his stepdaughter implants.
Swear nice. To God. Swear, Anthony, I swear to God.
All right, well, thank you, Antonio.
Yo, and it was his idea.
All right, thank
you. I'm glad you guys brought these guys out of the closet.
All right, thanks.
Each time I see a little girl, 8 or 9 or 10, I can't resist the urge to stick my tongue inside of them because I'm horny for little girls.
How far does this get to go?
For little girls have hairless little I'm horny for little girls. I get them high on alcohol and pot. That little butt surrounds so tight and shiny. It makes you want to smash your junk inside her.
All right.
I'm horny for little girls. I want to bang and then I kill them when I am through.
Turn it off.
I'm horny for little
girls. Turn it off.
I tape their mouths and
turn it off
to the wall. Oh, I'm horny for little girls. I bite them and I make them lick my
balls.
All right, enough, man.
That could be the worst song ever.
Well, it's part of the most offensive song contest.
Wasn't that a winner?
Yeah.
That was the winner.
Well, we never got a winner.
Well,
the contest needed to go away really fast.
I'm dubbing that the winner right now.
Nancy, what's going on?
Hi. I wanted to ask you guys, why are you pinpointing stepdads?
Because I said 100% of stepdads. I'm sure regular dads, like you're ready to say, what about regular fathers?
Right.
I'm sure there are a portion of regular dads that think that way.
Man, I don't even want to go down that
road. Yeah, but
I don't even want, you know, it's happening, it's out there, but...
It's kind of a horrible thought, isn't it?
I'm just saying with stepdads,
like,
it's
how about you,
every one of them.
You have a sister?
Yeah.
Do you think that maybe, you know, your dad thought about things like that?
No, he took off when she was like 8.
Oh, okay,
so it doesn't matter. Why, no, I don't think all fathers. I'm just saying every stepdad out there, 100% guaranteed.
Nancy, you don't have a story, do you?
Well, no.
Okay, good.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Oh, what the hell?
Some people think the kids are just kids, but kids are people too.
Yeah.
And just like me and you.
Vaginas.
Hearts.
Yeah,
they got feelings. But grown-ups say it's best if they.
It looks like I'm a rat. Fish in a hole. Those men wanted to have sex with me.
Without a word, they can be heard.
Do you like having your back rubbed?
It's funny.
Nice
but
head,
if you look,
Pete.
You'll find the kids are colorblind.
Nice note, Vermin Ping Chang.
Okay, terrific.
Use it or lose it.
Black, yellow,
do I make you horny?
Are all just shades of gray. In their minds, you're all the same.
Can we see your stuff?
It's a blame if they should change them. So listen to what kids
say. Hey, everybody, we're all going to get laid.
And if we let
don't just stare at it, eat it.
Just might teach.
Oh, you're very naughty.
Maybe you and me.
Virgin.
Old Mary Jane Rushbrot through her pretty pink panties are over.
Is she happy with her large boobs?
You are a kid, aren't you?
virgin.
But if you look, you'll find
puffy bag.
Colorblind. When they look at each other.
How's that for a topper?
Black. Hello, cutie pie.
Are all just
now we're having fun.
Gray. In their minds,
you're a girl.
And we're to blame if they
this is legal, isn't it?
So maybe we should.
What about a new second hooders, huh?
What did I say? And if they let them teach us, maybe they just might teach us.
I hope this isn't out of line, but you do have beautiful breasts.
You're a little bitch. That's right, you're a bitch, and I bet you'd like to suck it, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that's hot. You take it. You take it now.
Dirty, dirty girl.
What kind of
Apusa!
Faggot song was that, man? That's a real treat. That's insane. Let's go to Amy. Amy, what's up?
Hey, I'm never leaving my room ever again because of you guys.
Now, Amy, you have a stepdad.
Yeah, I do.
Who are you kidding? You haven't left your room in months with your posters of Opie hanging up.
No, that's not true. Come on now.
Yeah, at least not outside. Oh, my God, it's that Amy. So you have a stepdad, Amy?
Yeah, I do.
Now, do you frolic?
No, I don't.
He doesn't look frolicking?
But still, like, it's really scary.
Does he or does he not look at you?
I don't know. I don't really pay attention to him.
Oh, I would say he doesn't. Stepdad, Amy, stepdad. Okay, I'm making an exception. Almost 100%.
Oh, come on. I've had this stepdad since I was in, like, fifth grade, so yeah. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Amy.
All right.
All right, Amy. She goes, you've been waiting on hold. Go post how you got on the show now. And get ripped apart by everyone on the board. Alex, what's up?
I got to say that rather than saying that I look at my stepdaughter, she's 16, and I don't look at her.
Uh-huh.
I mean, she worries that I look at her. I see she's constantly, you know, adjusting herself and doing things to keep herself looking as young as she was when I first moved in with her. She moved in with me, rather. But it's her girlfriends that are the worst. Mm. I mean, I don't know what the heck they're feeding these girls these days, man, but they weren't as good looking as they are now.
I gotta say, you're not being honest with yourself.
You think?
I think at some point you are looking. You're noticing her budding body. All right, Alex.
That's my story. I'm sticking to it.
There we go. We got to move on from this and get on to other things. But we have someone very mad at us. What's the matter? Heather, what's wrong?
I am so mad. I've been listening to you guys since the day you were on the air. I've called in a couple times about other things. Never mad. Always kind of commenting. That first caller makes me sick.
Which one?
Which one?
The first guy who said that his stepdaughter has to back out of a room because she catches him looking at her. I mean, this is a young kid who looks at him as a parent.
Heather,
parental role.
We understand that, but, you know, the guys are at least being honest about it.
We're not saying the rights or wrongs of this. We're just laying it out there and saying what's going on.
We know.
Listen to him.
We know how wrong it is.
But did you listen to him? He was proud of the fact. He thought he was trying, you know, he was being a good guy. Laughing about it.
Heather, do you have a daughter?
Yes, I do.
And do you have a stepdad?
Yes, I do.
Okay. It's hitting a little close to home. Hello?
Well, no, she's younger, but it doesn't matter.
Okay. Well, how old is she?
Well, she's 14.
Ah, just starting to blossom into a young woman, Opie.
No, but I would, if I saw my child backing out of a room, he'd be out of my house so quick it's not even funny.
She was backing out of the room, I'd be in the doorway. Keep backing.
Beep, you're bad. Beep, no, but beep. Can you not understand where I'm coming from here? I mean, if you make a child feel that uncomfortable in a home when you're in a parent, you know, a parenting role, that is horrible. I mean, I don't care that they might look or whatever else, but you don't do it to the extent that child feels uncomfortable in his own home, in her own home.
There you go.
And this guy is talking about it like he's bragging about it like it's some great feat. Oh, you know, and she must catch me at it because now I see her hiding and backing out of rooms. That is horrendous.
Well, does your husband check out your daughter?
I don't think so.
They fight
more than anything.
You know what, though? Know that he's looking.
Thank you, Heather.
Bye.
Bye. Got a special little tune for you, Anthony.
Oh. Another great song, Rick. I don't know where he finds them. Oh, Napster.
I'm the cute one, she's saying. Dan wants in on this. Dan, what's going on?
Hey, listen, I just actually found it's kind of a strange column, but I kind of agree with the last woman that called.
Well, we know it's wrong. I mean, I think that's obvious to everyone. Heather was right. You're right. What, are we endorsing this today?
We're not spelling it out.
We're spelling it out. It came from a letter from Dear Abby. Everyone was laughing at us because we were reading Dear Abby. Where are those callers now?
Yeah.
Just gave an hour of sick radio.
It was sick radio.
And then the guys are calling up to admit it. That's all. We're not saying every guy acts on those urges, but
no, I understand that. But
I think it's human nature where you're like, oh God, look, the stepdaughter, you know, she's kind of hot.
What do you think? You could like some of these women that are married to these guys. What do you think? You can stop him from being a male animal? Because that's what you're talking about here. You're talking about just a male animal. That's
yeah,
it. You're looking at these girls, and they turn into women. And you're going to look at them that way. Like I said, they're not acting on it. It's not like they're all acting on it, but you're going to look.
Yeah, but they got to be a father, too, at that point.
Well, yeah. But they're going to look, though.
I know they are.
That's the point we're making. They're looking.
And they're pigs.
They're looking.
They're pigs.
Thank you,
Dan.
They're guys. Thanks, Dan.
All right, guys.
All right.
It's a horrible, awful thing, but until we reach the point of evolution like Spock and the rest of the Vulcans, Opie, where you can put that aside for logic and reason. It's just the way it is.
Ron, what's up?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey.
How you guys doing?
Good.
I have it worse than anybody.
Okay.
Identical twins, 16, look like Jessica Alba.
Double the pleasure, double the fun. And what, you're married to their mom?
Their mom. I'm 45, she's 44, they're 16, and they look like spitting images. And it's not right. It is not right. I'm getting in trouble for this one, fellas.
So does the F truck pull up to your house every night?
It hasn't
yet, but
it's getting harder to fight it away.
Hey, I got a song for Ron, if you will.
All right.
Another good one.
You're the end of the rainbow, my pot of gold.
Apooza!
You're daddy's little girl to heaven mold. A precious gem,
yes,
is what you are.
Look what I did to you.
Your body is bright and shining star.
Excuse me while I whip
You're
this out.
The spirit of Christmas. My star on the tree.
Can you see every painful detail of my muscular physique?
Easter Bunny.
So what do you think of my tight pants?
I smell vermin poontang.
Stick it in my mouth.
Your sugar, your spice.
Yeah, everything nice.
Stay
You're
out the bushes.
Everything nice.
Hoosa!
And your daddy's little girl.
You're a little bitch. That's right, you're a bitch, and I bet you'd like to suck it, wouldn't you?
You ever seen a grown man naked?
All right. Kenny, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, O&A?
I need to walk through a car wash. This is a dirty, dirty show. Kenny, what's up?
What's up? I got a perfect analogy for any doubters that it's 100% in your mind. It's just a thought.
Okay.
If you're driving a, like you say, a 1980 Camaro, and, you know, it's got over 100,000 miles. It's not what it used to be. And every day you have to park next to a 2001 Camaro. And you get out, you tell me you're not going to think about driving that Camaro?
Ah, you're always looking upgrades.
Oh, my
God. You're going to think about it. That's
upgrading
all there is to
the newest model, right?
100%. Right?
Well, they could do that with anybody. If that's what the guys want to do, they could do that with any girl, you know, meet in a bar or whatever. I'm just talking, you know, the stepdaughter.
Yeah.
They're going to look.
It's a younger version, right? Doesn't have as many miles on it.
Good to go.
All right. Thank you.
Be good, boys.
We got it.
All right.
All right. We should move on to other things. This is just so wrong. Rich, what's up?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey.
I just want to just congratulate you guys on the lows that you reach. Every day you make radio that much more interesting. I mean, pretty soon you guys are going to find out whether or not you climb out of China or fall out of China.
it's
great.
Hey, Ann admitted.
How low can we go?
Ann admitted that sonograms are hot today. So, I mean, you can't get much lower than
a hot sonogram.
Oh, man.
Disturbed.
Well, you can always look to see how, you know, what's going on during, you know, the menstruation cycle, whether or not she's going to be hot.
Ah. Oh, thank you, Rich.
Now, thank you for taking it even lower.
Oh, no, not this one. This is horrible.
The other inmates think I'm kind of sick. Because of where I like to dip my stick. And how I always talk about the day I met that little hottie John today.
Oh, Jesus.
I wish that they could somehow understand I'm just an average, ordinary man.
Hold on to your hat.
But somehow they just can't seem to get why Maggie Simpson always makes me wet.
Uh-oh. Here it comes.
Baby raper. I'm a baby raper. So sweet and young, they're good enough to eat.
Tasteless song entry we had.
Baby raper. I'm a baby raper. The youngest cherries always taste so sweet.
Turn it off.
I pick my dates up at the store. When mommy turns away, sing them songs, tell them that they're sweet.
Okay, terrific.
As I slip the little booties off their feet. Baby raper, I'm a baby raper.
They're
sweet and young, they're good enough to eat.
That's fantastic. Great. We didn't take it far enough.
Can we move on?
I'd love to.